You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. Alright, let's get to it. What is going on, y'all? You are checking out another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your gracious co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan, what is happening, y'all? I know it's been a while since we've been on.
Yeah, been a couple weeks. Hope y'all enjoy your Valentine's Day
absolutely.
And President's Day.
Mine is, my voice still is recovering from my medieval times Valentine's Day event.
Ah, okay.
I was shouting all kinds of shit. I was calling the knights whack and all kinds of stuff. I was getting looks from dudes.
Oh,
dudes were pointing at me and stuff. I was like, hey, this is what it's about. This is what it's about. I was rowdy. Next day I woke up, my voice was just, I could barely talk. But now I got enough voice where I can get back in it. Can't wait. I can't wait for my 5 minutes with Grandpa because I'm going in. I'm so going in on all this race shit.
Yeah, it's a lot that's been going on.
Oh, it's a lot that's been going on.
They just can't stop talking about it.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was out of town, went to New Orleans with KC. She had a little convention out there for a real estate group, so that was cool.
The dirty, dirty.
Yeah, got some grub on. I was in there.
Yes, sir.
Did not have hot sauce in my bag or my pocket. But
called Shriek Paul.
Mm-hmm.
What's happening?
So, yeah, it was a good time, man. But you know what? You know, I did catch some of that All-Star game. We're going to be getting into that.
Oh, yes, sir. Absolutely.
You know, we got the NFL. It just keeps moving, stays in the news. You know, got the Hall of Fame class. A lot of folks retiring.
Yep.
Got some cuts being made.
Yep. It's starting to get into that free agency period. Freaking the combines this week.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. I'm telling you, the NFL is brilliant. They stretched everything out throughout the freaking year. So it's like all year you talk about football.
Yeah, I just got done. Now I got to focus on the draft.
There it is.
Keep it going. And of course, you know, we got our segments, 5 minutes with Grandpa, the Noise Awards,
yes,
and the Fun Moments.
We got plenty of those.
Yeah, you know we do.
Yes, sir.
So, yeah, if y'all want to get at us, y'all want to talk some sports with us or anything like that, many different ways. You can reach out to us via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, via Twitter, @brotherslayman. The hotline, 323-455-4219. You can reach us on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Any questions, comments, concerns, anything y'all want to let us know, hit us up. We will definitely get back at you.
Holla. Oh, yeah. Before we get into the fun stuff.
Yes.
Did we get into All-Star in basketball? I just got to get this out the way because there was some sad news. Much respect, prayers, all of that going out to Monty Williams and his family.
Absolutely.
With his wife passing and Ingrid Williams in the car accident. I heard the news. I almost cried. I don't even know Monty Williams.
Yeah,
I did. I was gonna cry.
Same here. I almost teared up a little bit when I read that. I was just like, damn, just to lose your spouse in a car accident like that.
Yeah,
just,
with five kids, I think from 2 to 22.
Man, it's just,
and then seeing, you know, hearing Anthony Davis talk about that was like his second family, like his second mama.
Like that's just,
you know, Kevin Durant tearing up. You're just like, ah, damn.
When you're in the NBA, I mean, it is a brotherhood. It's a family. And I mean, when something tragic like that happens, you know, doesn't matter what team you're on, you step up, you know, and
you know, yeah,
just
as a man, a husband and a father.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm getting that news would tear me the hell up. So I Absolutely. Know he was feeling it. And his...
Oh, his speech.
Man, I had that play for KC. And I was like, no, we got to watch. I saw it on TNT. I was like, no, we got to watch this again. And I was like...
Just respect, man.
Yeah, because I mean, so that is so much, you know, carries his faith on his sleeve. He is a bigger man because I, you know,
he forgave those people.
Mm-hmm.
He forgave the people. And
because like he said, they didn't wake up trying to hurt his wife.
Yeah.
You know, it was just, you know, we in L.A., so we know about some car accidents. It just happens way too often out here. And, you know, it's just it's sad when things when these things happen.
It's an act of God and things happen for a reason. You never know what the reason is. And sometimes it's not what you want. But we all know she's in a better place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And she will be waiting for him when his day comes as well.
Yeah, saying that. I didn't lose her. I know where she is.
Exactly. Like, he knows where she at. She's upstairs waiting for him. Yeah, and she'll be waiting till his day comes. And I'm sure he and his family and his kids will ride this out together. Mm-hmm. I'm sure this will probably bring them a lot closer together as a family, I'm sure. And they're all going to have to keep each other up. They're all going to have to hold each other up.
Yeah. I feel for him.
Especially the little 2-year-old, man.
Yeah, you know.
That's terrible.
Yeah, the kids, I mean.
The older ones, you know, you feel bad for them. But for the 2-year-old who honestly won't get to see their mom anymore for the rest of their lives, you're like, damn, that's just.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah, that's tragic. But, yeah, definitely prayers out to Monty Williams and family. That's just. I can only imagine.
But I'm seeing his strength, man. I'm like, man, you know, we all this about athletes being role models and all that. I want to be like you.
Yeah, that's a role model.
Seeing that, I was like.
That's a role model.
I want to be like him.
Exactly.
Because I'm like, your strength is undeniable. So,
exactly.
Man, hey, it's rough like that, man. Yeah. So, you know, just being a shining light to everybody in this world.
Absolutely.
That's how we got to be. So, shout out to you, man.
Take note, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you handle situations.
Mm-hmm.
That is how you handle
them. Yeah, and that's what you call somebody you want to model yourself after.
Absolutely. All right, shout out. First things first. I got to get this out the way.
All right, let it go.
Shout out to Mama G. I heard you call me obnoxious because, you know, brush my shoulders off my Broncos one. You know, it's all good, man. Look.
It was just that episode. You come on. He been his team. He been preaching it. Nobody picked him to beat Tom Brady. Nobody picked him to beat Carolina. And he didn't preach. He wasn't preaching all season the greatness of Peyton Manning. He was like, this defense is sick. It's sick. It's sick. So, of course, I had to give him the right intro.
And I told y'all what was going to happen. I told y'all everything. I told y'all Ted Ginn was going to give me one. I told you that offensive line ain't seen no defense like that Denver defense before. I told you. I told you Cam Newton wasn't going to have time to do nothing. I told you. Their receivers are average. I told you. I'm just saying. I mean, I called it. You can't be mad at me, and it's fine. You know what? It's all good. I relish in the hate. It's all love. You know, on that player haters ball. Hate, 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 hate. I relish in it. It's all good. It's all love. You know what I'm saying? You're mad Cam lost. He was mad he lost, clearly, because he walked out of his press conference.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all gravy. It's all good. My Broncos won. We got Super Bowl 50. As I told my wife, your Pittsburgh Steelers can win the fucking Super Bowl next year. I don't care. We got 50, so I'm not even tripping off next year. All I know is until Super Bowl 51, we are the defending champions.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Well, at least you got enough. You can talk all the way till the.
Oh, I can talk till playoff time.
I
can talk till playoff time.
See, I don't do that.
I can.
I'm on that spur level.
Man, like, it don't matter.
It's a new season.
Yeah, we still defending champs. We you got to go through us to get to Super Bowl 51, baby. That's what it do.
That's true.
And we already in negotiations with Malik Jackson, Von Miller getting franchised. Brock Osweiler will be back. And as I have told people, I feel like Brock Osweiler played very timid last year to not fuck up what was a good thing and not lose his job to Peyton Manning. Now that Peyton is probably going to leave, more than likely, he can play freely, he can play loose, and I think he's going to be much better than what he showed this season. Book it.
Yeah, and Mama G, no, we always appreciate your
support. It's all love, Mama G. It's all love. It's no hate. Come on.
You know, we know if LeBron James and them Cleveland Cavaliers win the championship, I'm waiting to hear when you come on Hoopla right after that.
And I
am expecting you to do what Jonathan did and probably more so.
And I know for a fact, had it been the other way around, you would have been talking so much smack about Cam Newton and them Panthers. So it's all good. It's all good. You were a little hurt, but it's all good.
Mm-hmm.
And we move on.
Yeah.
And then I rise.
Let's get into this. We got a voicemail from the homie Baylor the Great.
BTG, what up, partner?
Who's going to bring us in?
Uh-oh, let's go.
Brothers Layman, Hoopla Show, Spirit G, Storm, Chris and Jay, I had to hit y'all up with the same question because it's very important. Both of y'all are my favorite sports podcast.
I appreciate that.
Simple question. I changed it.
Okay.
Spirit G. I changed it. It's no longer pick out of the three, but it's basically, what is your favorite dunk contest of all time? Your personal favorite dunk contest of all time. Everybody knows what the top three is. If you was under a rock this whole weekend, then you probably wouldn't know, but let's just say. And it might not be your top three, but I feel like, you know, I think it's pretty accurate to say that 88, 2000, and 2016 might be the top three of all time. Yes, yes, fellas, I know. Don't come for me. I know the history. I remember when Kobe went between his legs, East Bay Jam. Mm-hmm. I also remember when Isaiah Ryder did it first.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I remember Harold Miner.
Yep.
Hell, Brent Berry, first white boy to jump from the free throw line in his warm-up.
Whew.
So, like, we remember that. I understand. But what we've never seen before is triple overtime to the point where these competitors have to go to the sideline to their peers to look, you know, look for ideas. At one time, they looked to each other for some ideas into triple overtime. It could have went both ways. This past weekend shows that light skin does matter and is running shit. So I'm going with 2016, fellas. I'm the last one to go with the new generation. I don't like the new generation. Well, not all of them. I'm not going to be disrespectful at all. But some of these niggas is weird in the new generation. So I'm the last one to be a prisoner of the moment in that rah, rah, rah. So, but I will say this. I can't deny what I seen last night. I can't deny it. Is the dunk contest back? No, hell no, it's not. Give me about two or three more of those. Then we can talk about it being back. But for right now, no. Is it because it only came down to two competitors? Which I don't believe that it should come down to more. I mean, more is nice, but just give me two solid cats that's going to go at each other, and I'll take it. But that's the first time that we ever seen something like that. Last year, I kind of knew LaVine was going to take it last year because I've been watching the nigga since high school. I mean, I'm a UCLA fan, so I scout the cats that's coming to the school. That's why I knew about Aaron Gordon, too, as my dark horse, because he was supposed to come to UCLA. So, yeah, I got 2016, fellas, hands down. And I said, we all know the history. Yes, we know the history. We know what Vince did, and Vince held it down for 16 years. It's okay to move over. It's okay. Now, another question would be, who would you pick out of LaVine and Vince Carter, the 2000 Vince Carter, time machine that nigga.
Are you kidding?
And it's hard to say. I can't really pick that one because if I did, I'd be a prisoner in the moment only because some of the shit I've never seen what Vince Carter did when I first seen it. And I'm going to say the same exact thing with LaVine. And I want to say that he's one of the first official cats to jump from the free throw line. One of. And multiple times at that. So
not that last one.
You guys let me know what your favorite dunk contest is. Explain to the world why. And this is BTG, man. Like I said, it's the best thing that I've seen in a dunk contest in a very long time. Very long time, fellas. Even though, you can even throw some college ones in there, but this one for sure, for sure. All right, man. Y'all have a good one.
Appreciate that.
Shout out to you, Baylor.
Appreciate that, sir. All right, look, first of all, you comparing Time Machine, Vince Carter of 2000 would eat, eat Zach LaVine in a dunk contest. He would eat him alive. Are you kidding me? Vince Carter shut down the dunk contest for at least 10 years. He shut it down. Nobody could do any. The dunk contest was never the same after Vince Carter crushed it. And that's my favorite dunk contest. Only because one of my other favorite players was in it, T-Mac. And for me, that was one of the last dunk contests that had, if you want to say, quote unquote, like superstar dunkers. Like, I'm talking superstar dunkers in that dunk contest.
Was Steve Francis in that dunk contest?
I think he might have been. But you had dudes who were like, you know, and Vince Carter put on a damn show. I mean, my God. Like, some of the dunks he did, you were just like. They made you sit back in your seat like, did I just see him do that? Like, the way you are explaining, yeah, we have never seen anybody go into overtime. Yeah. But the stuff Vince Carter was doing, you had that it blew your mind. Because you had never seen anybody jump. And just do some of the stuff he did. You were like, God damn, bro. When he put the arm in the rim, I was done. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Yes, I don't know if I'd say he'd eat him, but it would be good. But
I would bet Carter on Vince Carter.
I would put money on Vince Carter.
I mean, God damn, Vince Carter jumped over a 7-footer in a game.
Vince Carter.
During a game.
Yeah. Vince Carter, I believe, would be the one where he would see Zach LaVine do something and then be like, oh, okay.
Now I'm going to really kick your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, please, just go back and watch it. Back and watch that whole 2000 dunk contest again. Oh, my God.
Those were the most memorable, those three.
And he did them all on the one get on the first time. That's what makes it sweet.
Yeah. My favorite.
You
got to
get it first.
Now, it might have to be an old one because part of it is the format. You know, now everything is 2 rounds. We didn't have to, back in the day, like in 88, it was 3 rounds. You had basically 3 rounds and you had 3 dunks. So yeah. In this one, basically, you get to do 4 dunks and you win if it goes right. But back in the day, if you win, you had to do 9.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, so you had a lot of repeats. I don't know, man. It's hard to go back. It might be that one. That old one, because, I mean, Dominique, God damn it.
Yeah, Steve Francis was in 2000. Mm.
Yeah, Dominique with the grace and power. It was like he would make a move that was so pretty and then dunk the ball so damn hard.
I got to give a shout out to Spud Webb, who did it for the little dudes.
Spud Webb was memorable too. Kobe's was nice.
Yeah, Kobe's was good.
Mm-hmm. I remember the Isaiah Ryder. That's funny now. That in between the leg dunk, which damn near Zach LaVine just loved doing.
Yep.
I mean, it was like, wow.
And it's kind of ironic that he's doing it with the Timberwolves, just like I say Ryder was at the time.
You were like, oh, snap in between the legs. But, man, hey, listen.
And, hey, got it. Shout out to also to Jason Richardson. Jason Richardson did.
Jason Richardson did some nice ones.
He did some nice dunks. Mm-hmm. And probably one of the most memorable ones, not for the best reason, was that Nate Robinson, where Andre Iguodala got robbed when he came from behind the backboard. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but that, in fairness,
when he did it like 50 times.
He should have said that for like the final round. If he had done it in the final round, it would have been like, all right. And if you get a 44 on your second dunk, you win it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just wanted to give it to Nate
Robinson. That Nate Robinson was BS, man. That was nonsense. But yeah, I cannot believe that.
If we just jump into it. That All-Star win, we'll just start with the dunk kind of thing. I mean, goddamn.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
It was sweet.
Oof. The funny thing is I saw a piece of it while I was in New Orleans, but I had taped it. So when I got home, I went back and watched the whole Saturday night. And Sunday was, or whatever. But Saturday night was the night. It was a weekend.
Well, Sunday was Valentine's Day, too. So it was like, you know.
But, man.
Yeah, I caught it at the barbershop when I was getting my hair cut.
I mean, I watched, after watching it again and every dunk through, I think Aaron Gordon might have. Probably should have won that one.
Yes, he should have won. It was kind of funny, too, because my barber and I were talking, and we caught, like, it was the first initial wave of the dunk contest with Will Barton and them dunking, and I was just like, see, dudes is missing. This is what's wrong with the dunk contest. Nobody's getting it on the first go. I'm like, that's what the dunk contest needs to get. And then next thing you know, these fools is going back and forth. And I'm like, oh, shit. This is a dunk contest I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but yeah, the Aaron Gordon's were his dunks were harder.
Yeah, the one first one he jumps over, and then he jump over and then does like a wind. I forgot what did he.
The one where he did the seat.
Oh, the seat one was unbelievable. Oh, the first one he did where he jumped over him and then put it like, and you were like, okay. And then the one like the spinning one.
Yeah,
I thought
when he did the Malone.
Yes. And just did, and had to grab it and hold it and smashed it the first time while he's spinning. Yeah,
while the mascot was spinning. I'm like, you had to time that perfectly. Mm-hmm. Come on.
And I thought Zach LaVine was tight too. I mean, he did pretty much the same dunk. But to me, Aaron Gordon was a little harder just because the ball is moving.
And at the end.
I mean, it's no like bounce where I'm like, dude, this is like you have to time it just right.
And then at the end when he did that that cradle,
he cocked it back all the way and then brought it all the way down and then dunked it. And his head was about to touch. But, man, now that little between both legs, it's like, what? What? I'm not mad at us getting to see more dunks, but I was like, you almost had to, like, you didn't fully get it until it was like, wait a minute. Wait, what did he just do? And you look on the screen, you're like, nigga, you brought it between both your legs?
They were creative. I did appreciate the creativity that Aaron Gordon displayed also. It was brilliant. Mm-hmm. It was a brilliant display. So, yeah, shout out, man.
And then Zach LaVine's was sweet. Now, I will say, though, that last one was not, he was not on
the line. Nah, man, he stepped inside of the free throw line.
Still doing it where he did it, and to go between his legs to do that.
It was nice.
It was fresh.
It was nice.
And I was like, it was not a free throw dunk. Man, yeah, listen, let's not get it twisted. Ever since Jordan thing, everybody's like, oh, wait, where did he jump from? let's make sure.
Let's do the measurement. Where my tape measure at?
Yeah. Oh, well, his toe passed the line.
Nope, see, don't count here. Don't count.
See, I want somebody to jump. Where is that? Like that little circle above the free throw line. If somebody can do that and dunk it a la Jordan, I'd be like, God damn. Plus, Zach LaVine's a little shorter. He figures out when he's up in the air, he cocks his legs in a little bit so it looks like he's a little bit higher. A la Jordan from the free throw line. That dunk was sick, man.
Yeah, it was.
I still got it. Tape, just because I'm like, I'm going to have to go back and watch this one more time. Hey, I'm going to have to do that after we talk about this. Shit.
The three-point contest was good, too.
Man.
I was like, coming down to the Splash Brothers, of course. I thought Steph was going to win. That's you why did. I picked to
like,
win.
22.
I was like, it's Steph going to win.
He ain't going to get that. And all of a sudden, he was just like, whap, whap.
I was like.
Yeah, I mean, I know President Obama said it. I know it said on there. Klay has a beautiful stroke.
Yeah.
It is better than Steph's. Is just releases just like fucking Billy the Kid quick draw.
His is very, it's weird. It's very similar to like Reggie Miller. How Reggie used to just kind of flop his hands.
Like, it's not bad form. It's just Klay's. Klay's is like, yeah, put this on film for
that
everybody
is, that
to
is
see.
How you're supposed to shoot. I would say his and Ray Allen's, them is the forms you like, need to look at.
These fools are on the same damn team.
It's not fair. It's not even fair. It's like, God.
God, it's called drafting right. And, having guys fall to you.
It's called having Jerry West on your consulting team.
Yep. If this dude fall to us.
Pick him.
Lakers was like, how are we going to trade up to get Klay Thompson? Yeah, you're not trading up to get Klay Thompson. Yeah, that was good, man. You know, Devin Booker made it, but it was like, bruh.
I was rooting for the rookie, too.
But it was like you a rookie going up against the Splash Brothers.
Yeah.
Probably not going to happen. But, hey, I mean.
That'd have been a huge upset.
Yeah, nice little show for you.
Mm-hmm. He gained some notoriety.
Mm-hmm. That was good. And then the skills challenge. Hey, I do like that. Like the big versus the small. All right. They showed a little sum. Shout out to Dick Tanner. I'm like, now probably ain't nobody pick him to win.
I just rolled with DeMarcus Cousins. I was just like, F it. Rolled with DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah, it was terrible.
But, I do like it. They made it simpler, so now everybody can do it. Mm-hmm. There's no bounce pass. You just get it, dribble, dribble, around,
yep.
hit the, you know, make the pass, and then it's basically a layup. You run to do the layup and then come back and shoot three.
Yep.
So basically, they've opened it up for everybody.
Yeah.
So I'm expecting to probably see some small forwards in there too.
Absolutely. Some stretch forwards.
Mm-hmm. You might as well just open it up and just have a straight up competition.
Mm-hmm.
I think they'll probably do the bigs again another time. But at some point, I'm like, bro, you get the small forwards in there. It's everybody can do it. If the bigs can do it, everybody can do it now. Yeah. So I like that wrinkle. I was like, okay. It's been a great Saturday night.
Absolutely.
I know we was talking about that, your little, respect that other joint. They were like, let's just get rid of this. I guess no more Skylar Diggins for everybody.
Yeah, get rid of that.
I was looking at that and I was like, wait a minute. Where's it? I'm like, oh, okay. They just took it off.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
It didn't, it drew nothing. That was like the time to go get your chips and drink. Like, oh, this is on? All right. I'm going to the bathroom.
This is fun, but yeah, I feel it.
I'm going to go stand in line and get me some food.
Friday night wasn't bad. I caught a little bit of that. Zach LaVine tonight got two trophies, which means I hope you get tons of run, bruh.
I think he's starting now.
Yeah, he's starting to get some more time. We want to see you.
Yeah. You got to do more than just dunk, bruh.
Yeah. That game is always is interesting. I mean, Porzingis was hooping in that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that one's always good. I enjoy that one. And then Sunday, all about Kobe.
Sunday, I didn't even give a shit about Sunday. And then I looked at the final score and I was like,
the West.
This is why I don't give a shit about the All-Star game. Y'all West. Scored almost 200 fucking points. That's why I don't care about the All-Star
usually
game.
It's competitive. The West just kicked their ass. 100.
I think they scored, what, 192?
Something ridiculous.
Oh, my God. I'm like, come on. This is so stupid. Y'all ain't even trying, are you? Nope. Yeah, and then Kobe just, yeah.
I mean, he played, but, I mean, you're always like, somebody going to be there that want to really win and play hard. All right, who is it? Russell Westbrook. Balling back-to-back MVP.
Stop taking it so serious. No, shout out to him, though. I mean, hey, man, he wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, damn, man, you can't let Kobe get this one? Hell no.
Nah, man, I got to play hard till he's trying to win.
He shouldn't have been here in the first place.
I mean, everybody was like, I think Kobe going to win MVP. I was like.
No, he's not.
I was like, I'm sure you ain't Laker fan. I'm like, oh, that's cute. But you're like, you do want Kobe to play the final game in Los Angeles, right? You know, folks done paid a gang of money for these March and April tickets.
Yep.
I need you to be there. I'm like, okay, so he don't win MVP, so what?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. He was there. He was honored.
Mm-hmm. He played there. They gave him love and respect, which was cool. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
Shout out to him.
All-Star Weekend was popping.
Yeah, it was cool.
I don't know where it's going to be next year.
I heard it's supposed to be coming to L.A. soon.
I think 2018.
Oh, boy.
Watch out.
Oh, boy.
All y'all rappers.
God, and we're going to have a football team.
Yeah.
Talk about traffic.
That was about to be nuts. What a game is.
It's about to be nuts.
Going to be cracking.
Oh, my gosh.
Ring the bell. There's some hoes in it out. There's some hoes in it out. It's going to get nuts, man.
Oh, it is, though.
I mean, so, yeah, with that, we are basically at, well, the NBA's halfway point.
Yeah.
And
it was a very pretty quiet trade deadline this time. There wasn't a whole lot of.
It wasn't.
It was sourced to say it all fucking day. As usual. This is their favorite time of the year. It is the NBA. It is NBA trade deadline. It is the scouting combine. It is NFL draft coming up. Free agency. Oh, they are having a field day. It's a sourced to said month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it wasn't the big ones. I mean, you were like Blake Griffin, like they gonna trade. Most of these
Gasol getting traded, like
it's like most of these are better at the end of the season. Like, why am I gonna trade Blake Griffin right now when I can get something more for him at the end of the in the off season?
Like, okay, see, shopping Kevin Durant, like what?
Right. Well, in case they can't let, but they trying to keep him.
Get out of here.
But there was some good ones. I mean, you had the Clippers get Jeff Green for Lance Stephenson. I was like, that's
not bad.
That's a nice move.
Only because they don't really use Lance Stephenson much anymore.
Nope.
So I'm like, you needed somebody to fill the three role. Mm. So
yeah, and he can play the three. He can play some four.
He's been playing well lately.
No, I like it.
So, yeah. I mean, I like the moves. Like,
damn, y'all made all them moves. So, hopefully, y'all ain't get Paul Pierce to still. He's still there.
Yeah, he's still Josh there. He's just, I think they're holding Paul Pierce out more so for the playoffs.
Oh, yeah. He got to be there to make them buckets.
Yep.
They need him. But, yeah, I like this get. Maybe they can re-sign him depending on what happens with Blake. But, you know, nice size threes.
Mm-hmm.
I dig that. Phoenix said, so long to Markieff Morris. Get your butt out of here.
We knew that was coming.
Going to the Wizards with Chris Humphries, DeJuan Blair, and a protected first-round pick.
DeJuan Blair didn't even make the flight. They waved that fool.
Damn.
Real quick. Like, damn. That's got to suck, man. When you get traded and it's like, oh, don't even worry about coming. We're going to waive you anyway. Like, God damn, word.
Yeah, he needed to go. I mean, Markieff, I mean, he even had an incident with, what, he had an incident like the week before or something with a player. You're like, what is wrong with you, man?
Him and his brother, man, I don't know what's going on. Well, his brother's fine. Well, I guess
his brother's fine now.
His brother winning also. And his brother's getting, you know. So, I guess he, I don't know, man.
Well, Stan Van Gundy, coach and GM, so he going to be like, I ain't having this shit.
Yep, that is true.
So, I mean, it's a nice move for the Wizards. If he can keep his head on straight.
Which I doubt.
Yeah, that's a nice pickup for them. Nice, you know, maybe it'll help them do something.
Maybe.
Help them get in the playoffs. Shit, the way they've been playing. Cleveland Cavaliers got Channing Frye.
That was a nice move for them.
Mm-hmm.
But now all he did was raise questions of when y'all traded Kevin Love.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you got another stretch four, guy who can spread the floor, hit some threes. It does feel like he's going to take a little time away from Kevin Love.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, you're a defensive liability. Let's just bring out Channing Frye. He might eat some minutes from Tristan Thompson, too. Well, really, the person who's probably going to get dinged the most is Mozgov. Because, like, oh, now we got an actual, quote-unquote, true center who can stretch the floor. Channing Frye?
Ain't no true center.
He plays center.
He's a power forward.
Yeah.
He too slender to be center.
Nah,
he would get eight. He would get eight.
Man. Yeah, I mean, like, from, like, the real true centers, yeah.
Well, there ain't many of those, yeah. I guess, yeah.
But, I mean, they'll put him
Touché.
On. But, I mean, yeah, you put, now you gave him another weapon. If you put Love and him on the floor, like, damn. I mean, and then, of course, there's them rumors of them getting Joe Johnson.
God, okay.
I'm like, nah, I ain't buying.
It's too much.
And look, you sucking already. If I'm like, if I go, he might go to Cleveland. No, you know what? Even though we suck, nah, you can stay on this team. I ain't buying your ass out. You can wait. Yeah, with that.
That's funny.
And then with the Orlando, man, I don't know what the hell Orlando Magic were doing. I was like, why did you give Detroit Pistons Tobias Harris
for Teddy D.
Brandon Jennings and Irvin Ilyasova?
What is up with your squad, bro? I didn't get it either. I was like, Tobias Harris is 23 years old. What the fuck are you trading him for? Didn't you just sign him to an extension?
It's all that rush. I'm like,
rush for what? He's 23. He's a cornerstone of your team. That was a stupid move.
Yeah, I didn't get all that. I'm like, what?
Especially like, when you're trading for
from?
You're trading for Brandon Jennings when you got Elfrid Payton.
Yeah, you just how's that work?
Well, Elfrid Payton's only in, what, his second year?
Yeah, they had a young team.
What the fuck?
And it felt like it was that rush to now we're close to making the playoffs, so let's just...
Oh, my God. So, okay.
And you got Scott Skiles, who sometimes can rub dude the wrong way.
Yeah.
So bringing him back, Brandon Jennings, I'm like, oh, okay. I didn't get that, but all right. But, yeah, I'm like, okay. I don't know. We'll make it more time for
right? Him. Weren't both of them with him in Milwaukee?
Yeah. I believe him when he was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe it'll help. I didn't get it.
Oh, whatever.
I know Courtney Lee's.
I liked it for Detroit.
I know I liked it for Detroit. Detroit got some nice young wings.
That's a nice piece.
You got him. You still got Caldwell Pope.
You got him under what, 4 years now?
Yeah,
and you still got Stanley Johnson?
Who's balling as a rookie.
They good, man.
Mm-hmm. You can shoot a little bit.
You can play him at stretch fours if you want to. Yeah, they set.
I know Reggie Jackson, like, thanks.
Yep.
Now I don't have nobody. I ain't got no worries.
They making a push for the playoffs. That's why.
Yeah, man.
They making a push for the playoffs. Not Orlando. I don't know where Orlando doing now.
No. And then Memphis, you know, and they also shop with getting ready Courtney Lee. And I'm just like, they just preparing.
I like that move for Charlotte, though.
Mm-hmm.
Getting Courtney Lee. I thought that was a nice gift for them.
Now, they had a nice little rotation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got him. You got Batum there. You know, he's played a lot, man. I almost wish he had never left Orlando at the time. But, well, that was their fault.
Well, plus Michael Kidd Gilchrist got hurt, so
yeah,
they need a replacement.
That dude. Other good moves, Randy Foy got picked up by Oklahoma City for Steve Novak, DJ Augustine, and a couple second-round picks.
My boy Steve Novak just can't find a home, can he? God damn.
Landed somewhere. Somebody just picked him up because I think he got waived.
Yeah, he got waived and went somewhere else. I was like, damn, man. Yeah, well, he can't get no love.
Yeah, that's another shooter for Oklahoma City.
Mm-hmm. I definitely like the move for OKC. Mm-hmm.
He can spread the floor. He may be starting at some point.
What up?
You make your run before Kevin Durant leaves. That's just what they're saying.
Well, I mean, shoot. They traded, what, DJ Augustine for him?
Yeah.
They weren't using DJ Augustine anyway, so.
No, they said, what's his name? Cameron?
Cameron Payne.
Yeah.
Took his role.
Yeah.
That's right. True that.
No more Kurt Heimrich for the Bulls. Got shipped off again.
Yeah, that was sad, man. Only because I like Captain Kurt. I did Captain Kurt. Hey, man, he probably going, honestly, he might retire at the end of the season anyway. So, hey, he will always and forever be a Bull. No matter where he goes, he's always a Bull. That's real.
Yeah, and then out of that trade, Utah got Shelvin Mack.
That was a nice gift.
Yeah, that was
a nice gift for Utah.
He's moving up into the starting lineup, I read.
I think they have question marks going forward about, who's that boy, Dante Exum?
Yeah, they got it. They had to fix it. You know, they're making the playoff push, too.
Mm-hmm.
And Trey Burke just hadn't worked out. Yeah. Had to take control of that position.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, yeah, he's nice. And then Dante Exum can also move around.
Exactly.
Play the two.
Yep.
And then Detroit almost got the hookup getting Dante Montiunas from Houston.
Which, and Marcus Thornton.
Yeah, and they got voided because they were like, he got back issues.
Man.
Didn't pass, so that went back. So Joel Anthony went back. Messed up that trade with Detroit. But I was like, y'all getting Montiunas too? I'm like, oh, Stan Van Gundy is just killing over
there. Yep.
Like, why are you trading him?
Because he got back problem.
He's like, he's rested, but I'm like, okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And they almost got a pick. They were getting a pick in it.
Yep, first round pick.
Yep, I go, well.
Sorry.
Oh, well.
We'll keep it, man. It's all good.
And then, yeah, Vergeau got, you know, Wade. He going to Golden State, supposedly. I'm like,
why not? I was already on one championship team. Why not just bandwagon on the other one?
Yep. Like, that was there last year. Let me go over here.
I know. He's like, I hope we play Cleveland, too.
And but I thought that was you. I thought that was LeBron boy.
That's what I thought. Well.
Hey, man, you costly.
All fair in love and war, nigga.
Mm-hmm. We trying to win. We got people to pay.
And you ain't doing nothing.
Yeah, he was. We knew.
You a waste.
When they signed all them contracts, that's Chris
that
Thompson.
3-year
got that
30?
Money. You were like.
That 3-year 30 mil?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
He just getting that. Like, all right, well.
No way. He signed for the veteran minimum. Of course he did. He's making like.
He
making 30 mil.
Mm-hmm. And then David Lee got waived. Who did David Lee land with?
It's
escaping me right now. He went to a solid team, though.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Where did he go?
2 years ago, it was like David Lee was the all-star for Golden State. Even though he was having a bomb year that year. Everybody's worrying about Steph.
He went to Dallas.
Yeah. Back up dirt.
Hey.
You in the playoffs.
Playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Playoffs. They may need you.
I mean, even though technically he would have been playoffs with Boston, but mm-hmm. he's going to get more run with Dallas.
Mm-hmm. They keep getting more and more size, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is crazy, man. We didn't have the big moves, but, you know, it's coming here, man. We moving down the wire.
It's going to happen in the free agency. That's what everybody waiting for.
Yeah, it is. So, I mean, looking at this right now, as of today, man, the Warriors 50-5. Jesus Christ.
Are they going to do it?
No, I think they'll end up a game or two short.
Oh, what?
I mean, I just say, I think they can do it.
They're 50-5.
Yeah.
Which means they have 27 games left.
I mean, if they
which
do
means
it.
Means they have to go, what, 22-5?
The only one thing gonna beat it, they gotta.
Okay, okay. 23 and 4.
Yeah.
They can do it.
They got a tough stretch.
Because who are they playing?
I know they play Oklahoma City.
Oh, that's right. They got to play you guys three more times.
Yeah, they got to play us, which we need. We 3.5 behind. Let's chomp at it. Mm. Cut that lead down. Mm. Play your dudes to win that. Like, that's fine. We playing for the championship. And then at the last minute, jump up. Up, they lost at the wrong time. Spurs getting in.
That's
Spurs
funny.
Number one seed. We avoid Oklahoma City. Yes. That's what I would like to see. But I mean, we probably not going to catch them, but 3.5 behind.
No, I was about to say, only 3.5 behind.
Feel it. You can't rest. I mean, Oklahoma City, I mean, they're pretty much right now third. I don't see the Clippers catching them.
Yeah, I think they're locked for third probably.
40-16. We got like three teams with 60-plus wins. That's crazy.
That's ridiculous.
Clippers holding strong with 4.
Yep.
They've got, what, 4.5 lead over number 5, Memphis.
I can't even believe Memphis is 5th. They seem like they've been so ass this season.
It does.
Like, it seems like they've been so boo-boo this year, but they're 5th in the...
They're going to fall out. They're gonna fall. So? I don't know if they're going to fall out.
I don't know if they're fall out. But
I think Dallas 6th. Dallas and Portland are tight. I mean, this is a battle right now.
Hey, shout out to Portland, man. Damian Lillard. That's my boy, like, man.
Oh, word. I ain't made the playoffs. I'm not
I made the All-Star team.
Okay.
I'm about to go nuts the second half of the season. Fuck y'all.
Yeah, I'm just like, I'm going to just go for 51 against everybody's favorite team.
That's just what I do. And we won. And we blew them out. Killing them.
You're making a statement.
Killing them. You're killing me, Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Yeah, then Utah's in right now.
Wow.
Number 8.
Would that be the first time since what? Stockton Malone?
It's been a minute. Nah.
Nah, since, Darren Williams made it. Darren Williams and them made
since
it.
Since they fired Jerry Sloan.
Yep.
Should have just traded Darren Williams beforehand. Yep. And then right now you got, I mean, Houston is pretty much is a half game out of 8th.
Kings.
He should make it. Kings.
3.5.
Yeah, they got a fighting chance.
That's it. That's all I see. New Orleans ain't.
Yeah,
because
technically the way it looks, I think Houston. Well, Houston's not getting the 5 spot, but I think Houston can take Memphis spot. Because I mean, Gasol's done for the season. And you just traded Jeff Green. You just traded Courtney Lee.
Yeah.
And they're what 5 games ahead of Houston. Houston can get in.
Yeah.
I just think that Memphis is they got the offseason to worry about.
Yeah.
I think they've kind of thrown in the towel. Houston better hope they get in. If Houston missed the playoffs, y'all suck, but you blaming each other, man.
That's funny.
That crap was hilarious when that came out.
Yeah, that they were trying to get each other traded.
You already had Jason Terry was like, this fucking team right here. And he was like, they just weren't together. It was like, there ain't no cohesiveness. This team just does not play hard for each other. Well, I'm like, wow, well, Dwight ain't coming back.
I hope y'all don't even. Ain't no point in them making the playoffs.
It ain't really. You just might as well just get the pick. But exactly. I don't think they have a pick, which is why I think they traded.
Say James Harden's hurt. Rest.
Yeah, the thing with Dwight Howard, I felt a little bad. I think Dwight Howard does play hard. I don't think he just goof off and just don't do shit the whole time. I do think he plays hard. I do think he cares. He just injuries and just taking a toll on the dude.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he's ever gotten the right. It seemed like he was playing pretty well for Kevin McHale. Mm-hmm. And then you just fired him. And it's just, it's bad.
Yeah.
You know, so Dwight will probably go somewhere else. Now, he ain't getting rid of James Harden. I'm not. You just try again.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you move, and then the rest. Lakers is 11-47. Should we talk about them? Let's talk about the Lakers since we're still on this West. Yeah, damn, they are 11. They got 11 wins. 40.5 behind. Golden State.
Didn't I say they weren't going to win 20 games this year? I think that's what
I'm
I said.
Something like that. Ain't,
I think that's
well,
what
I'm
I said.
Well, I'm sure most of the fans are like, well, at this point, don't win 20. We trying to get to that Ben Simmons race.
Give Philly. I'm with Chris. Give Philly number one pick.
It's all right.
My bad.
Who's only 27? Who are you talking about?
This is the little clip from our What the Fuck.
Oh, okay. Everybody's favorite analyst. Mm-hmm. Team light skin.
I know. Shout out, Spirit. We know you love Chris Boussard.
Yeah, I was talking to John about this. I mean, look, Byron Scott, okay, he finally put D'Angelo Russell in. And then, but they have some serious issues upstairs.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's been official, because I guess Jenny Buss has reiterated it, that they have 1 year left. And I get, and what it sounds like is that it's not just Jim Buss who has 1 year left, but Mitch Kupchak as well.
Of course, they're both on the chopping block. Jenny Buss is going to wipe everybody out.
Mm-hmm.
Which, honestly, I hope she does. I hope she does. So she can finally take ownership of the mess that is the Lakers.
Well, she got ownership.
I want her to have blame. I want her to be blamed. Everybody's blaming Jim Buss. To me, Jim Buss is a scapegoat at this point. Everybody blaming Jim Buss. When Jim Buss is gone, then we shall see. If the Lakers still suck, well,
when Jim Buss
who are we going to be blaming?
Yeah, when Jim Buss is no longer head of basketball operations. He's still part owner. He going to be in the building.
Well, that is true.
Mitchell be gone.
Who we going to be blaming?
To me, she gets some blame, because I'm like, that whole situation with LaMarcus Aldridge was telling.
Yeah.
Y'all, you selling him on all this little other shit about Los Angeles, and he's like, nigga, I own a house in Santa Monica. And I'm like, so nobody on your team knew that he had a house in
Santa
Monica.
Y'all did no research, huh?
Wow. Y'all living in the past.
Wow.
Now, I don't know whose fault that is, but to me, I'm like, Jenny Buss, this you should know. I don't care. You know how we all put on when shit doesn't work out, all the athletic director, he ain't know. The president of the college, he ain't know. You need to know. What the hell is going on? When this started happening 2-3 years ago,
yep.
You need to be like, all right, what is your pitch to LaMarcus Aldridge? I need to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we selling them on Time Warner Cable and getting them on fucking reality show. He's like, I'm trying to win.
Exactly.
What y'all know about winning? What's about this? What about winning can you tell me about? Oh, nothing.
And that's exactly why he went to San Antonio.
Damn right, so we can win. And, you know, now this thing with Byron Scott, I heard a great point that brought up that there's a possibility that Byron Scott may not be fired this offseason. And it be because they are on the supposed last year, you know, the GM situation is going to change, it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
And new GMs like to pick the coach.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you know next season is going to be more of the same, why would you go and pay another guy
that you're probably going to have to fire at the end
of
that season?
Who you fire and he's just okay, and then you get the new GM. You know, how's that going to work? And of course, because this is Hollywood and it's the Lakers, you know, next season is an opt-out clause for who? Phil Jackson.
Yep.
Yeah.
We already know. Two and two.
You already know. Uh-huh. Wouldn't that be great? And then Phil Jackson comes back to the Lakers. Oh, he saves us. And then everybody wants to come play for the Lakers.
And then funny how things work out? Kobe retires this season.
Mm-hmm.
Phil has an opt-out clause coming up. See, isn't it funny how things work out? Jim and Mitch seem to be on the outs.
Mm-hmm.
Is it fair to say that this was a test run for Phil Jackson? Jeannie was like, hey, babe, go to New York, get your feet wet in the GM business a little bit, and then in a few years, come on back to L.A., and you can be the GM.
Yeah.
Since you already kind of know what to do, you'll have the inside scoop, you got the knowledge and everything, everybody in L.A. loves you.
Yeah,
players gonna respect you and they gonna want to play for you. All you gotta do is show them all your rings. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We all know James Dolan's a dick, so it doesn't really make a difference. We all know Phil's probably going to leave at some point. Mm-hmm. And New York will blame James Dolan. It's his fault, of course.
Yeah.
And then, hey, we'll see. Phil we'll see.
Like, I got the team a little better than what they were.
Yep, now I'm out. Butt. I'm going back to L.A. to be with my wife. Isn't that a conflict of interest, though? His wife is his boss.
I don't know.
Whatever.
I guess it depends on what's in the contract on the little board. You know, they rules, the organization rules. Plus, I keep hearing with all this in. I'm like, damn, it's the end of Gary Vee, too. This is Gary Vee last season.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
Gary's retiring? Hey, shout out to Gary, man.
Damn. I was like, then the whole I'm like, the Lakers are literally starting from scratch. Like, nobody.
Damn.
And the funny thing I also heard about this whole Byron Scott shit, I think it was on Fred Rogan on one of them stations, and he said, I guess they had an interview with Byron Scott, and they asked him about him getting hired, and he was like, well, they told me that, you know what, it might be a rocky couple years, you know, there may not be a lot of winning, you know, are you going to be okay with that? Can you handle that? And he was like, can you handle it? You know, because it, on one hand, I do feel like, you know, you wanted him to see the young guy to get time and, you know, him holding him back, and that's not cool. But
you got a coach.
I do like a coach who is not just going to be like, oh, well, here you go. Go ahead. Do whatever you want. I know you're young and we ain't got no time. I'm like, I don't have a problem with him being like, yo, you ain't playing right. Sit your ass down.
You got to coach him.
Yeah, and people are mad, but I was like, look, if he's trying to coach these dudes, because it's like, oh, I don't like what the coach is saying. I'm going to go run up to the GM and tell. I'm going to be like, what? When I heard that, I was like, wait a minute, y'all running to the boss?
Oh, I didn't hear that. Say what?
They were talking about that Randall and Russell, I guess, went to Jim Buss or mentored Imogen complaining about how Byron Scott was handling things. I'm like, yo, and like, see, and when I heard that, I was like, oh. I ain't mad at Byron Scott then, because if y'all doing this little baby crap.
I'm like, and Byron Scott played for Pat Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all couldn't play for Pat Riley.
Nope.
Y'all could not play for Pat
this
Riley.
This is this little sensitive, you know. Okay, come on. What?
Y'all see, and this is exactly why I say, back in the old school era of basketball, way better than this era of basketball. They couldn't handle it. Them old school Knicks. Who would get physical?
Mm-hmm.
Them bad boy Pistons? Please. They'd have these cats crying.
Yeah, it wouldn't work. And I'll say, like, if we noticed last year, after the All-Star break, Jordan Clarkson started from that point on and then just started even killing even more. So I don't have a problem if he's just been like, I'm trying to guide y'all now with, look, they got 11 wins. So everybody who cares about getting Ben Simmons, you got 11 wins. So clearly that's been okay.
And I wonder if Kobe is being so nice this year, if part of that is management told him, you know, be a little nice. Be a little nice to the kids. They look up to you, Kobe. Don't be too hard on them. Like, get the fuck. Okay, yeah, fine. So, fine. I will cheese and smile, and I will not give a shit what these kids do. I don't care anymore. I'm sure kid Kobe's checked out, man. This is like the last 2 weeks of your senior year of high school. He's checked out already. He's done. I don't even care anymore. I'm enjoying the ride.
Yeah, I'm hanging out.
I love all my graduation gifts.
Yeah,
thank you.
I'm hanging out with my friends, enjoying the last few minutes.
Chilling.
Yeah. Yeah, that's some sad shit. So, I don't know what they're going to do. I do want to hear from some Lakers fans the closer we get to April and what y'all think is going to happen.
And it's funny. It almost seems sometimes he has more joy and fun talking to other teams and other players than his own teammates. Like, I don't feel like dealing with these motherfuckers.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if this is how, I mean, Russell came out with some attitude, which was like, okay, he got a little spunk to him, but if he doing this.
And whining and crying. I don't
know, Kobe, like, sit your whining ass down.
Kobe, like, I can't wait for the season to end so I can get the hell up out of here.
All your little babies.
Yep.
And then the late round pick is over here killing. Jordan Clarkson came in and just ball. I ain't heard nothing from him. Nope. I just see him going out
doing his thing. Yep.
All right, and quickly over in the East, you got Cleveland at 40-15.
Mm-hmm.
Holding down number one seed, three games ahead.
Yeah.
Toronto. And Toronto's still playing.
Yes,
well.
Spirit, I was wrong. Yes, I was freaking wrong. My bold prediction is going to be wrong.
I tell you, you just picked the wrong team, that's all.
Damn.
Because you got Miami and
I should have picked Milwaukee. I should have picked Milwaukee.
Miami's third, 32-24. They're not catching. I don't see them catching anybody. Toronto look like they're going to hold on that number two seed.
Yeah.
Boston is fourth. Wow. Not only is Boston fourth, Boston is better than pretty much. If Boston was in the West, they'd probably be fifth.
Yep, they'd be fifth right
wow.
now.
Wow. That's crazy.
No, they'd be sixth. They'd be right behind Memphis.
Oh, okay.
Like right behind.
Oh, yeah, percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise, yeah.
That's nuts, man. Yep. I'm saying Brad Stevens doing the job. You got that young talent. Now, you know they get this good. You show off the talent. And then in a year or two, they probably going to have DeMarcus Cousins. They're going to have a star. Then you show off all your talent. Look what we can do. My coach is great. We trying to win. All we need is some stars.
Flip them assets. Mm-hmm. You got all them first-round picks you mm-hmm. got. Flip them suckers.
Go ahead.
Flip them young cats.
Mm-hmm. Get you a big.
Get you a star. Yep.
DeMarcus, get you a Blake.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, like, bam, we in it. LeBron James getting old.
Boston back.
Mm-hmm.
Celtics are back. Celtic pride.
Yep. Need to learn some stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Fifth, Indiana. Patriots keep balling. Paul George is back, man.
Yeah. We haven't heard a team yet.
Nope. Sixth, Atlanta.
Mm.
Yes, Atlanta. Hawks still hanging in tough, man.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know if Al Horford coming back.
I doubt it. I think he's going to go somewhere. I mean, he's been there a long time. Well, I don't know, man. He's been there a long time. He might stay. He might stay.
He might.
They just need something. Yeah. They need a shooting guard. They ain't had a good two guard in.
Well, they ain't had to score on one. You got Kyrie. You got Korver.
What they had Joe Johnson.
Yeah, he just was overpaid Joe and just couldn't deliver. It's just they've been overachieving. I mean, they did because their team was like eighth, and all of a sudden they just last year was just like, wow, what the hell?
That was a fluke.
They just couldn't sustain it.
I mean, they're still playoff bound.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know.
And Charlotte is a seventh, 29-26.
Mm-hmm.
And then tied with Charlotte, your Chicago Bulls.
It's fucking bullshit, man.
I mean, come on. You got what, Jimmy Butler out. Was out of more. He out a couple more weeks.
Yeah.
Left knee sprain. Yeah, who else?
Noah out for the season. Mirotic is out.
Mm-hmm.
Dunleavy just came back.
Yep.
Taj Gibson's banged up. Paul Gasol's banged up.
Yeah, Rose is.
Rose is still got eye issues, apparently. It just fucking hurt across the board, man. And it's such a. Injuries have crushed us.
Yeah.
It was like, maybe getting rid of Tibbs will alleviate the injuries. Nope.
Nope.
Nope. And shit, that Jimmy Butler injury, I was like, thank God it was just a knee sprain.
Yeah, first we were like,
because I was like, oh, that's a torn ACL.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like,
they're not rushing back at all.
Hey, I don't care. All I want is the seventh seed.
You still want, nobody want the eighth.
I want the seventh seed because we're 3-0 against Toronto this season. I want the seventh seed. I'll take the seventh. Or we have the opportunity to possibly jump up to third. Yeah. We're only what? 2.5 behind?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, basically.
Three through eight is open for business.
Detroit is outside. They're 2 games behind, y'all.
Washington.
And Washington is 3 games behind.
Teddy D.
I don't know, man.
4 games.
But I should have left it alone. But we want to give Aaron Gore some time. Then play him then. God.
That's what I'm saying.
Frye so we can give it. Then you be young as hell, and then it's like, why ain't we improving?
So you traded Channing Frye to create space, but then you brought back earlier Sova. For what?
Sova's nice. That's a nice little.
No, I'm not saying it's not nice, but the fact that you removed somebody for Aaron Gordon and then brought in another person who plays the same position, that don't make no sense.
Channing Frye's playing too good to see it. I don't know.
God.
I don't get it.
Hey, Philly is only 21.5 games behind.
Yeah, man. I already saw them when they asked Brett Brown why I guess people starting not to play hard. I'm like,
we've gotten to that point now. Y'all haven't earned the right to
they,
not play
they
hard.
Need some they y'all need some suck. Veterans in that locker room, man.
That's what I'm saying.
They too young.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't get it, man.
But it's hard to get veterans when nobody wants to go there. Yeah,
but you're looking at all these teams, like Detroit, it's close.
Yeah.
Wizards, what the fuck? Why are you out? Orlando, you know, okay. Milwaukee.
Get out of here.
24-33. What, you know, just didn't live up to the hype.
Nope.
All the high expectations just was too much of a burden to carry. The Knicks behind them, like, wow.
They've improved, though.
They look like they were close to making the playoff. I mean, unless they just get hot. But it's just too many damn teams in front of them.
And shout out to Derek Fisher, who was given the boot.
Mm-hmm. For his little foolishness.
Mm-hmm. And Kurt Rambis already starting. I think he – didn't he, like, bench Porzingis? I was like, God, already you starting? You starting already. Jesus.
Yeah, it feels like I'm not dedicated to the triangle. I'm just all about ball movement. I'm like, we should have thought about that last year.
Okay. And then, Carmelo came out and basically said he basically insinuated everybody ain't playing hard.
Yeah.
Dudes ain't giving 100%. Like, oh, shit, here we go. Mm-hmm. Should have went Chicago.
You should have.
That's all I got. Well, maybe not, because had you gone to Chicago, we might not have been able to keep Jimmy Butler. So I'll take Jimmy Butler right now over you.
That's true.
Sorry, my friend.
That is true. Oh, man, that has been a crazy. This season is going nuts so far. I cannot wait to see
how this plays out. And then Brooklyn, 15-42. I had to just mention them.
Now watch, Brooklyn gonna get Ben Simmons. The Laker fans are gonna be like, "What the fuck?"
And the jacked up thing is, for Philly, they don't need Ben Simmons.
No,
if they get the number one pick, trade it. Ugh. Trade it. Do you know what you could get for the number? Everybody wants Ben Simmons. You get whatever you want.
Right.
But get you a damn two guard. Get you Andrew Wiggins.
Nah,
they ain't trading Andrew Wiggins.
Well, yeah, I saw somebody who was like, oh, Carl Anthony Towns, clearly the number one. They can trade Andrew Wiggins. I'm like, what? Why? I was like, well, then let Andrew Wiggins be the number two then. Like, what the? I hate y'all people coming trading in. I ain't be like the weirdest damn trades.
Sources said.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, man, I can't wait to see how this thing plays out.
Absolutely.
We're going to be checking it out to the end.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back. We're going to hop into some NFL news, get a little around the sports world, and then hit these segments.
Yes, sir.
Y'all, it's to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla!
Happy hour.
Yes, he is.
So, yeah, if y'all want to hit us up, talk some basketball, let us know your thoughts on the dunk contest, all-star break, trade deadline talk, hitting the end of the season, who you think is going to be in, who you think is going to miss it, hit us up, man, via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter, @brotherslayman, voicemail, 323-455-4219, or you can hit us up on the show page, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, just hit us up. Anything y'all want to know, we'll definitely get back at you. You know what it do. Hit us up.
Holla. Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. This NFL has been You know, things are still going on. Guys are just leaving. Like, already just giving shout outs. Patriots Gerard Mayo retiring after 8 seasons.
29 years old. Ain't mad at you, bro. I ain't mad at you.
He's had a lot of injuries.
Plus, yeah, I'm about to say, he's had a lot of knee issues, too. Like, he won't be able to walk.
Yeah, like, he ain't coming back.
Well,
like,
yeah, the Patriots weren't going to keep him anyway. So.
Nah.
And I don't think he wanted to play with anybody else.
No.
But some dudes, they don't want to leave. Once you've been somewhere like 8, 9 years, it's like, dude, do I really want to up my family and move to a whole new city and have to get a new home and move everything? I mean, sometimes it's just like, I'd rather just quit and I'll just stay where I am. Yeah. I mean, shit, he got money. It ain't like he ain't got money. He got money.
Yeah, no, I don't blame him for that.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, yeah, I mean, 18.
And he got rings?
18, he got a ring. He's part of them team. They went to the Super Bowl. You know,
Deuces?
Yep. You know, also retiring, Jared Allen.
Hey, man. Hey, shout out to Jared Allen. I don't think he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. If he does, he's not first ballot.
No, he ain't first ballot. It's going to take a minute. I mean.
But, hey, man. Fourth round pick out of Idaho State. I remember early on in his career with the Chiefs when he had some drinking issues.
Mm-hmm.
He had some problems. But, hey, man, turned into one of the best freaking pass rushers in the league. And his time with his tenure with Minnesota, he was killing. And the Chiefs, he was killing with both teams. But yeah, he kind of bounced around the later years in his career. But he's up there as far as sacks goes. I forget. I don't know where he is, where he's at all time.
I think
he's
in the top 10 for sacks.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's up there, though. Beast.
Yeah, I was standing here. I meant tight end, Miller, from the Steelers, 11th season.
And as I tweeted out, and I know there were a tweet or two that came that disagreed with me, I don't give a shit what anybody says. He's a Hall of Famer. Heath Miller is a Hall of Fame tight end to me. In my opinion, he's a Hall of Famer. I'm like, he's the best tight end in Steelers history.
Mm-hmm.
He's up there as far as receiving catches and touchdowns and yards and touchdowns and stuff from tight ends. He has what, 2 Super Bowl rings? I believe he has 2 rings.
Yep.
He's arguably one of the best blocking tight ends of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And he only missed 1 game in his whole freaking career.
That's it?
1. As much punishment.
That seems weird.
As much punishment as he be taking, he's missed 1 game his whole career.
Wow.
Come on, man. Come on.
Look,
come on.
It may take him a minute.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's a first ballot Hall of Famer, but I think he's a Hall of Famer. But he's for sure getting in the Ring of Fame for Pittsburgh.
Oh, he's getting the Ring of Fame. Sure. His jersey getting retired.
Absolutely.
All of that. Yeah, that dude's been a beast for the Steelers.
Consistency. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Going on now, but since we didn't get to talk about it last time, this Hall of Fame class.
Mm.
You got Brett Favre making it, of course.
Of course.
And they also have Tony Dungy, Kevin Green, Marvin Harrison, Orlando Pace, Marlowe Jr., Ken Stabler, and Dick Stanfield. I'm like, happy for Tony Dungy.
Oh, of course. First black coach to win a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Dig it.
Almost could have won 2.
Dig it.
And he bammed it. It was his defense.
And he won with who? Peyton Manning. Just saying. I'm just saying.
He just had that defense, though, that he just handed.
John Gruden. Yeah, he technically had 2 Super Bowls. We all know that.
Kevin Green, I think he's what,
one of the best linebackers ever.
Man, I think he's 3rd, I believe, in sacks.
I think so. Somewhere up there. Pittsburgh and Carolina. Beastly.
Mm-hmm.
He was a beast.
Yeah, Marvin Harrison.
I know there's a debate. Should T.O. have made it over Marvin Harrison?
Mm, I know.
Marvin Harrison was a beast.
Marvin Harrison's first year, though, was it?
I don't think so.
It was T.O.'s first year.
And he got the numbers, though. Like, he's like 2nd and 3rd, basically, all time and everything.
But this is making it feel like, you know.
It is the ultimate team sport, and he was not the most team-friendly guy. That has to play some kind of role. Your character does have to play a role. I mean, you can't be the biggest dick in America and just be like, yeah, I'm a first ballot hall. I mean, yeah, you got to look at everything.
Yeah, he's more than likely is going to get in next season.
And he's played with like 4 or 5 teams. Mm-hmm. That also, to me, has to be put into account. Because if you look at a lot of Hall of Famers, most of them have sticking with the same team throughout their whole tenure. Yeah,
or at least kind of bouncing around early.
Or like Brett Favre, where he was with Green Bay for like 10-plus years, mm-hmm. and then eventually moved on. Same with Peyton Manning. He was with Indy for like 11, 12 years, and then moved on to somewhere else.
Yep.
He was with San Francisco for what? 6, 7, and then moved on to Dallas. And then was with Philly. Mm-hmm. No, excuse me, went to Philly, then went to Dallas. And then where else did he pop up?
He was in
Baltimore.
Yeah, he was in Buffalo for a year.
I think he tried out with Seattle. I mean, he was all over the freaking place. Yeah. So, personally, yes. I understand leaving him off.
Am I totally shocked?
And he didn't win in the playoffs.
Yeah, he hadn't won in the playoffs.
That's the other thing. Mm-hmm. You ain't do shit in the playoffs. He's so.
Like, right. And people are like, well, they made it to the Super Bowl. I was like, yeah, but how many people make it to the Super Bowl and you actually give them props? You'd be like, well, you ain't win now.
Exactly.
Don't matter.
I'm just saying.
I mean, look, he is a Hall of Fame player.
He's a Hall of Famer.
No, it's just.
He'll probably get in next year.
First ballot is very tough.
And as Chris said, ask Chris Carter how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, Chris Carter should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I thought so, too. He got the numbers, too.
And shout out to Orlando Pace.
Yeah, Orlando Pace was
a beast at left tackle, man. Are you kidding me?
I mean, when he came in, he was drafted number one overall. Yep. It was basically like, here, you ain't got to do nothing. We know Orlando Pace. He was like all pro Dan Anderson, like every year.
It was hit. I remember it would always be, it would be him. It would be Jonathan Ogden. And it would be, who's my man from Seattle? Walter Jones.
Yeah.
It'll always be like them three. Always. We're just like the premier tackles.
Yeah, he said he wasn't the first. This wasn't his first year. Which I'm like, how did he not make his first year?
Who, Orlando Pace?
Yeah.
Yeah.
97 draft, 5 All Pro, 7 Pro Bowl. Yep. He's part of the greatest offense ever. Yep. You don't get no props. I'm like, ain't no Orlando Pace.
He's an old lineman. Mm-hmm. They never get love. But she was one of the greatest.
Mm-hmm.
The hell out of here, boy.
Y'all know they waiting, but Kurt Warner ain't making. I think Kurt Warner should get in at some point.
He will.
Who else are they saying on here? Oh, your boy Terrell Davis.
I don't know when the fuck they're going to let him in eventually. I mean, Jesus.
He's going to be one of them dudes.
It would have been so fitting. Come on to let him in this season.
Yeah. It's just hard.
Oh, my God, man.
The problem is it's just the length of time.
Yeah.
His little 4 or 5 year window.
It was a short window.
He was killing.
Yeah.
He got 2 Super Bowls.
He was murdered. Set the all-time record for rushing. Mm-hmm. Or was up there. No, he was a 2,000-yard rusher.
Yeah.
I was like, oof.
It was great. It just wasn't long enough.
Yeah.
It's just hard, man. And then because more guys keep getting added to the list. And you're like, well, what about this dude?
And then other dudes get pushed back. Mm-hmm. And you're like, damn. It took like Art Monk like fucking 15 years to get to the Hall of Fame. You're like, Jesus.
I'm looking at it. What's my man in? I mean, Andre Reed, it took him like 8, 9 years. Yeah. You're like, Andre Reed?
Yeah.
Andre Reed was killing.
Yep.
But you're like, well, you got to wait in line. Okay. It just happens
it's
like
so
that.
It's so many players, dude. Mm-hmm. It's so many of them.
And then with this season, you know, with all this movement, you know, we already had Bear saying Matt Forte ain't coming back.
Mm. Oakland, looking at you.
Mm.
Get you some Matt Forte.
I ain't mad.
I'm just saying. Or I've also heard you can go to the Patriots. I'm like, please don't get Matt Forte. Because I'm like, that ain't what they need. I'm like, yeah, that's actually a really good player. Y'all don't need that. Y'all don't need a really good running back.
Keep getting dude. I'm like, no, and Bill Belichick, he costs too much.
I'm like, because we all know what happened the last time they got a really good running back in the prime of his career. I guess, quote unquote, past the prime. Corey Dillon. Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they don't like paying nobody.
That's if you getting a dude like Matt Forte, though, who can run and catch.
You got to come off some cash.
You got to come.
But then, you know, they stingy with the cash.
Yeah. Plus, I guess they'll be like, well, we do have Deion Lewis, so we technically don't need
him. Yeah, I mean, they are all right. They are, you know, we passing.
Come to Denver. We'll take you.
Yeah,
you ain't going to get a lot of money, but we'll take you.
Mm-hmm. And then we saw RG3. They just basically have said he ain't coming back.
Yeah, that came out today, yep.
I don't know where he go.
We talked about Dallas.
That. Yeah, we talked about St. Louis. But L.A. Bailey made a point.
You can't say St. Louis anymore. You got
to
say L.A.
God, I got to get used to that.
The L.A. Rams.
Coming to the Rams. It's just that. Do you want to start off? I mean, Ram, you got Tavon. You got
Rams need a receiver. They need somebody to throw the ball to. Tavon Austin too small.
Yeah, he's a good punt returner, but in like and the Brian second tier. And
Quick ain't panned out. So, and they just released like three dudes. So they got oodles of cap room.
They released Chris Long.
Chris Long, James Laurinaitis, and Jared Cook.
I was like, Chris Long gone? Like, well,
I wouldn't think they got rid of James Laurinaitis. I was like, damn, really? But I guess they're moving Alec Ogletree to the middle linebacker. So whatever.
Hey, are you cutting or are you keeping DeMarcus Ware?
Keeping him. He may restructure, but we keep him.
Okay. Hopefully he restructured.
He ain't going nowhere, man. I saw that little report and I was like, he ain't going nowhere. You can't do that.
You have to at least, with the way the defense played, you at best, I know it's a lot of free agents, but you have at least got to try again one more time.
Yeah. And
you can't be like, oh, hey, we did everybody. I'm like, look, just.
Well, it came out today. They trying to pay Malik Jackson. Mm-hmm. They offered him like $50 million or some stupid number.
I mean, it's what happens. Same thing with Seattle. It's just like
you got to pick and choose.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, for DeMarcus, where the only thing I guess that Denver can hold against him is like, dude, we drafted your replacement last year.
Yeah.
We got Shane Wright waiting, so.
And he needs time.
And it's like, you know, so that could be their chip to make him restructure. It just, you know, cut some salary.
I just hope
he restructures his contract and stays, man.
Yeah, like give him one more try.
Something like that Von Miller boy, man. Y'all need to keep him.
That Von Miller wear on the edges was nasty.
Exactly.
I mean, in the playoffs, I mean, granted, you want to rest him and whatnot.
Plus,
his
leadership is too valuable, man. You got to keep DeMarcus Ware.
At least one more season. Hey, Raiders agreed to a one-year lease in Oakland Coliseum.
Good for y'all, man.
Holding on.
Holding strong. And I heard San Diego's looking at a venue in downtown San Diego.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe they trying. They pushing to stay.
Yeah.
So
if they
maybe
do,
we only going to have one team.
No.
You don't think so, huh?
I just think if they stay in San Diego, I think if – because the Raiders, they don't have nothing. It sounds like there ain't nothing going on in Oakland. It seems like San Diego, they want to. It just feel like
– too much.
Kind of maybe the bridge is burned a little bit. It's just like – like they was looking at San Antonio and all that. Somebody else coming. It's just hard. It's hard to pass up a brand new state-of-the-art stadium in the second biggest market,
mm-hmm.
knowing damn well they got a gang of fans down here.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll see.
I don't know, man. All right. Interesting news involving your quarterback.
Soon to be former.
Yep. There's a group of women filed a lawsuit against the University of Tennessee. The school violated Title IX regulations and created a, quote, hostile sexual environment. Paige Manning's name was included in the lawsuit. I know this report has gone on, been put out by Sean King, one of the people from Black Lives Matter, and I missed the conversation when he and Jason Whitlock, I heard they was getting into it. Cause they was going back and forth on Twitter. That day, I happened to miss it. I had to go back and listen to it. But this whole thing of Paige Manning and this trainer or whatnot over at University of Tennessee back when he was there,
mm-hmm.
putting his nuts on her head. And
19 years old.
Back and forth. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I read the story and I was like, wow. More so to Archie Griffin, his father, with this book coming out and saying that she's trying to sleep with all the black players, and it's like,
I don't know, man. It's a lot of back and forth. And as I told somebody I talked to today about this situation, I was like, look, Peyton Manning, I'm not going to sit here and try to defend what he did, any of his actions or anything of that nature. With that being said, and that being the case, looking at everything, I mean, you have to put things in perspective. This was 20 years ago. He was, 19 years old at the time? He was a stupid, a young, you know, immature college kid at the time. Did something really dumb, you know, putting nuts on the trainer's head or whatever the case might have been. And for me, it's not the biggest deal in the world. I mean, again, I'm not defending his actions, but for me, what is upsetting is that it's taking away from the bigger picture, the bigger matter, which is the school itself,
mm-hmm.
with all these issues with these football players who have been raping women. And I'm like, hey, man didn't rape anybody. You know, he did something really stupid and dumb. And I guess if you want to say by the technical letter of the law, he sexually assaulted her,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't, you know, rape the woman. But you got dudes in Tennessee, football players who have been, you know, accused of rape, mm-hmm. AJ Johnson, all these other cats, but ain't nobody talking about them. All we're fucking focusing on is Peyton Manning and his ball sack on his trainer's head. When the bigger issue is the school, the University of Tennessee, and them either covering up these issues or whatever the hell they're doing, when, you know, Peyton Manning, yes, it was something that happened 20 years ago. When these past 20 years have passed since then, what the hell has been going on in the school?
Yeah, that's not what we're going to happen.
What the hell are we sitting here talking about Peyton Manning for? Let's talk about what the hell's going on in the school itself. What's going on with the AD? What's going on with the president of the school? What's going on? Why are these women not being protected?
Right.
Why is this a constant issue? It ain't like a one-time off thing. This seems like something that is a repetitive thing that happens at the University of Tennessee. What the hell's going on?
Yeah, you protected too many damn players.
That's the issue. Right. Not Peyton fucking Manning. The issue is the school. And that's the only thing that irks me about this whole Peyton Manning story. I'm like, he's not the issue. It's the school. Let's stop focusing on him and focus on the bigger picture and the bigger matter at hand. That's all. That was my only thing about it.
No, I fed you on it.
Peyton.
Yeah, I mean, it's like.
He's an idiot for what he did.
Peyton's a gold boy.
He's a dummy for what he did.
He's being protected. I'm like, okay, but what about. But I'm sure there's dudes who own the team who ain't. I don't even know half these dudes. And you'd be like, well, they protecting him. For what?
Yep.
Same. It's just a revolving door.
Exactly.
You already had President Obama bring it up. It's just a lot of this rape culture being okayed at these schools.
Yep.
Like, what the fuck? You know, like, y'all.
It's a problem.
Yeah. You don't need to wait until you have a fucking kid or figure it out. Something happened. Like, y'all need to stop this now.
It's happening at Baylor, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's plenty of these schools, man.
Yeah, they just want to.
It's that money.
Keep it on the hush.
That money.
I don't get it. I seen in MLB, Jose Bautista seeking a 5-year, $150 million extension with the Blue Jays. And I saw his age. I'm like, man, you 36. Like, yeah, what?
Get the hell out of here.
Basically, and he, in a sense, is like, you know, I've let them know what my number is. Ain't no need to have any more discussion.
Oh, okay.
And I was like,
good for you.
Nick, what?
Well, you ain't getting that money.
Sorry. 30 mil a year?
Oh, you said 5 years, 150?
5 years, 150.
Oh, I thought you said 550. Oh, you ain't getting 5 years, $50 million, bro. $150.
Yep.
Oh, get out of here, bruh. All right, I guess you won't be in Toronto too much longer. We trained him. He on the block.
Yeah, I'm like, what?
Get the hell out of here.
You were close to getting to the win the World Series. Now you're like, all right.
Get out of here, bruh. Amscray.
Yeah, that's his quote-unquote number. Okay. He said that the contract demands were false. If this is going to happen, they should know what it takes. And I told him the number because they asked me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Bautista reported money. He is not willing to negotiate. I guess he's denying that number, but I guess he said, I told him what it is.
Oh, okay.
Hey, wow. Okay, bro. All right. It's crazy. Let's jump into this. Time is moving. Let's get into this 5 minutes with Grandpa.
All right.
Man, I'm ready. Let me buckle up.
All right, man. This is ridiculous. All this nonsense. This bullshit that I'm reading on the Twitters and everywhere else about race. Who's that stupid bitch that Bailey wanted us to mention. That ignorant chick who made that stupid comment about Beyonce
and Jay-Z.
And he's a drug dealer. Stupid ass. I just... The whole issue with the Beyonce dance, her music video, and there's all this starting to talk about the Black Panther Party and comparing them to the KKKs and all this other stuff, it really made me sick. I mean, just reading the shit that the people were just spewing out there, which is just, some of it I had to just laugh at, just because I'm like, are y'all not doing history? Do y'all not read books? Does nobody, people just talk. I have a feeling people see shit on TV and think they just know everything about the topic or the subject matter, because people comparing the Black Panthers to the KKK, that blew my mind away. I was sitting here like, what? You're talking about a group of men that, yes, were militant, I guess you want to call it, the Black Panther Party. I mean, Jesus Christ. But were very intelligent men. You know, you had my boy Bobby Seale and Huey Freeman. Mm-hmm. Or Huey Newton, excuse me, Huey P. Newton, who started the whole Black Panther Party. But what people don't understand is the whole reason they were able to keep themselves armed with firearms and weapons is because they read the entire law book and knew all the laws, ins and outs, when it came to gun laws, and knew that there was a law in there that stated you can carry a firearm as long as it's in public view and it's not pointed at anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't do any of the two, no. So they had the right to bear arms as they saw fit.
Mm-hmm.
And their whole mantra was, in all honesty, was progression, was unity. They wanted to abolish segregation. It wasn't about it was about protecting us from the brutality that was going on in our neighborhoods, from police brutality, from all the threats and the violence that was going on from the white community. And it got to a point where, yes, we had to police the police. Mm-hmm. And we had to arm ourselves. But it wasn't like these guys were going around looking for guys to shoot and just shooting white people whenever they felt like it. Mm-hmm. That isn't how things went. And then you look at the KKKs. These motherfuckers were built on violence and hate. I did my research. There are three sets of KKKs. The first one started, I believe, in the 1800s, and they used violence and killed blacks and even some white Republicans back then. I mean, these guys were killing their own people. And now it's progressed now to this new KKK that we have now today, which started back, I want to say, around the 60s, around the Civil War, Civil Rights Movement era, because they didn't want the Civil Rights Movement to go through, and they again use violence to try to get their way. But we're like that. We're violent. We're evil. Mm-hmm. Even though the comparisons aren't, you can't even compare the two. The KKKs are setting up, the Black Panther Party setting up, you know, community outreach programs for young kids, getting free breakfast to children and all things like that. The fuck are the KKK doing for their communities? I don't see them doing anything. All I see is hatred. So to even compare the two really pissed me off. And then I just want my black people out there, I want y'all to understand something. I know it seems like progress has not been made, or not enough progress has been made. We've actually have come a very long way for where things were back in the day. I encourage all you young brothers and sisters out there, go pick up your history books. Go read, learn about your history back in the day. Yes, it may tick you off. There may be some things in there that's going to piss you off. I urge you to go see some old school movies. You know, go see Roots. See, you know, one of the movies that touched me and really opened my eyes, Rosewood. It really opened my eyes to see that, you know what, that shit really happened back in the day. But we can't sit here and generalize and act like all white people are just against us. If it wasn't for white people back in the day, we wouldn't be able to get to where we were today. There were white people helping us during those times. There are white people helping us now who are on our sides. And if you look at how things have progressed, I mean, look at where slavery started. Slavery started in the 1600s. It wasn't abolished until almost the 1850s or 1860s or something. It's like 250 years of slavery. 250 years. And not to mention, once slavery was abolished, it wasn't just like, oh yeah, slavery's abolished, black people are just cool now. Hell no. Segregation kicked in. And segregation didn't end until 1964. So you're talking about basically what?
And you almost, know the shit's slow.
Almost 350 years where we were basically pushed to the wayside and looked at as inferior. Once that was about, so it's been what? That was abolished 1964 with the Civil Rights Act law. It is 2016. It has been 52 years. Look at how far we've come. We have a fucking black president. I know people are like, well, it's about goddamn time. Yeah, it took goddamn 400 years. I mean, it's been 50 years since segregation has been ended.
You got black CEOs of major companies. You got,
I mean,
owning television. You got them owning up a sports franchise.
We got black. I mean, everybody. You know, yes, we do. It will. I would love to see more black head coaches in football.
Black multimillionaires.
I mean, we have, you know, entertainers, musicians, artists, and I'm not talking about rappers. I'm talking about painters.
Yeah.
You know, designers, just fashion designers. Everywhere. I mean, we've really come a long way. And look at how far we've come now that races are integrating. It was at a time and point where nigga. It was a white only this and a color only that.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's integrated now. You got white men dating black women, black men dating or black women dating white men, and you know Asians dating black people, Asians dating white people. Everybody's mixing up, and now it's getting to a point. I feel like almost like people are scared to teach their kids about their previous history and their roots because I almost feel like they don't want to strike any anger or animosity in their kids. But for me, it's important. You want to know where you came from. You want to know, you know, how you've progressed as a people. Yes, sometimes it's not going to be the best thing and you know, the thing you're most proud of. But at the same time, if it's your history, it's your history.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, regardless of what race you are. I mean, yes, there might be some white kids who are like, you know what, my grandfather back in the day owned slaves or blah, 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 blah. But he might not have that same attitude his grandfather did back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could have a white guy whose grandfather or great-grandfather, great-great-grandfather back in the day might have helped slaves to hide from racist white men, but could have kids now that are racist. You never know, but I encourage everybody, teach your kids their history. Teach them the culture and understand it. We've come a long way from where we were to where we are now, and we are still continuing to progress. We're going to still continue to grow. I think the racism, yes, it has died down. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon because it was too strong. I mean, it was created the where it came from. It was just so strong and lasted for such a long period of time that it's not something that's just going to go away overnight. Mm-hmm. This is something that's going to have to be diminished over a long period of time. As with anything, as long as it took, it's going to take twice as long to fix.
Mm-hmm.
So if fucking racism took 400 years, as far as its growth, it's going to take 800 plus for that shit to be abolished and go away. And it's not going to happen in my lifetime. It's not probably going to not happen in my kids' lifetime or my great-grandkids' lifetime or anything like that. But I will educate my children, my grandkids and all that of where their history is, where they came from, and to have them be proud of who they are. And understand this, that I'm not trying to start a war with anybody anymore. This ain't about war. This is about growth. We need to grow as a country, as a society. Stop being so damn sensitive. We need to talk to one another. Understand we need to have conversations. I mean real conversations, not these battles, throwing names at each other and racist bars back and forth. We need to sit down and have real talk conversations about what we can do as a people, as a society, as a world to grow and make this place better. Because in all honesty, we got a lot bigger problem, folks, than the colors of our fucking skin. There are kids dying out there. Poor folks is out there living in the streets. Kids dying of AIDS in Africa. We got a lot more bigger problems than the colors of our fucking skin tone. There are a lot bigger things we could be worrying about. That's all I got to say. There it is.
There you go, man. Speaking that real.
Yes, sir. You already know Jay spit that. It's official. That shit pissed me off, man. Had to get that off my chest.
Yeah, no, that thing did everybody, you know, shit.
I mean, yeah.
I'm proud of my husband's big nose. What? Stop pushing your Black Lives Matter on me. Like, the fuck?
Like, God, nobody can be proud of who they are anymore. Everybody's so damn sensitive nowadays. No,
everybody, Beyonce and Kendrick God. Got people scared.
And then
Chris Rock gonna take the baton and do something. They gonna be like, he over here pushing that Black Lives Matter bullshit.
And I'm about to show people how sensitive in these awards. I'm gonna show you how sensitive people are nowadays. It's gotten ridiculous, ridiculous.
Yeah, folks, it's overly sensitive. Either you overly sensitive, or then you Donald Trump who ain't got no damn filter.
Nope.
And you'd be like, what? Like, dude, you shouldn't need to say that. I don't need to say that.
I want
to
punch this dude. Like,
right. And be basically, he'd be wanting to tell people to eat a dick.
Yep.
For calling him out. Hey, bro, man, you can't just say that. Excuse me, I can say what I want.
I'm rich, nigga.
Right. I'm rich, bitch. You racist. I'm racist. You know, you racist. Like, what the hell, dude? What? Yeah, well, we all want to have a conversation.
I can stand at Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody, and I won't lose any voters. Like, what the fuck? What? Did you just say that?
Right. Pope called him out. You know, like, dude, what you're saying is not Christian. That's not how a Christian. What? Nobody has a right to tell anybody else if they're not a Christian or not. I'm like, have you been around Christians? They do it all the time.
I am so scared he is going to win. I hope, I pray to God he doesn't. But ladies and gentlemen, do not vote for that fool.
He's gonna make it to the damn.
To me, he's a clown.
He's gonna make it to the final lap and then lose. And then they'll be like, oh wait. And then he's gonna say something to actually piss his supporters off. And they'll be like, what? Okay, now we can't do it. But alright, now let's get back into it.
Yes sir.
Alright, so we head now. We're gonna start these awards before we get out of here.
All right.
Start off with the Noise Award.
Noise.
Noise. All right. We got plenty.
Oh, yeah.
Give a shout out to Noise Award going to the Pistons, retired Chauncey Billups jersey. Like seeing that.
That's the big shot.
Yeah.
What's that?
Number one. I like that. Also, like hearing that the Miami Heat are going to retire Shaq's jersey beginning of next season. Ooh, that's what's up. I should give a damn what the fuck to Orlando Magic. Y'all should have been had his jersey retired.
Yeah, y'all late to the party.
Miami beat you. The hell, man. Come on.
And y'all in the same state, too.
Yeah, wait, dude. Okay, he left you for 8 years. Shaq, the best player ever on your squad.
Yeah, I'm like, them times with him and Penny and D. Scott and Nick Anderson. And come on, man.
Half the highlights they're going to show of...
Shaq and Penny.
Yeah, or Shaq and them pinstripe, yeah. Man. Come on. Shout out to the Jordan brand who gave Kobe a full set of Jordans at an All-Star game for his congratulations. 30 pair in all.
He ain't touching them.
I'm like, you know what? I'd be like, Jordan, come by the crib one day, sign all these motherfuckers.
Yep.
And I'm putting them back in the box. I'm sealing them up.
Yep. I'm talking airproofed, sealed. They coming out the box fresh, shiny.
Yep.
I ain't touching
them. Put these in the safety deposit box, like telling my daughter, you better don't even touch it.
Nope. These are collector's items for the next 1,000 years, yeah. I swear to God. And then I'll just go buy me some other Jordans.
Never worn Jordans.
And I'm Kobe. I can give me some other pair of Jordans.
You can buy them. Right.
Exactly.
But I'm getting some. Yeah, he got it. He had to give Jordan a sign a few of those.
Oh, yeah. And they fresh, brand new. Yeah. Damn Skippy. All right.
I'm going to take a picture of it, put it on the box. Yep. You can't see it.
And I guarantee you, when his kids get that shit, they're going to auction it off for $1 billion. Shit. $1 billion.
It's crazy. Speaking of money, shout out to Marshawn Lynch, who has reportedly saved, well, according to him, all of his money from his contract, supposedly like $49 million. Now, I don't know if I believe he didn't spend all the money, but the fact that he's leaving and pretty much has the majority of his salary that he's gotten, hey, man, smart move. Good for you. Teach these brothers some, because, you know, everybody was clowning you because you was real. You kept things real simple and didn't want to talk, but they ain't know.
Hey, and he ain't the only one. I've heard a couple other players. I think Rob Gronkowski is another one who only spends, like, his signing bonus. Like, that's all he spends. And he just keep his salary.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me and we were talking about it. I was like, maybe he's only spending the bonus.
Yeah. Because I'm like,
there's no way you come into the league, you get your first contract, you're not spending none of that money.
Well, I'm like, like I mentioned to you before, he came in at a period before they changed the rookie salary cap for the rookies who signed. So he probably got more. He probably got pretty nice chunk.
If he gets a nice amount of his bonus and then, spends his money correctly and invests well, you ain't got to do nothing.
And then he got that nice big contract with Seattle.
You know, I can't really live off $5 million a year. I need more than that. Like, come on. And he's giving.
And he's simple. Mm-hmm. So you know he's probably like, I don't need 800 cars.
I can get shoes. I'm whatever.
I'm beast mode. Nigga. Mm-hmm.
The fuck? And then all these endorsements after he went to Seattle.
Come on, bro.
Skittles. All that is on beast mode. DirecTV.
That's why I don't need to spend none of my football money. Mm-mm. I'm good.
I remember like with Shaq and that. He was like, all I've been spending is endorsements. He's like, I ain't used none of my contract money. I'm like, nigga, you ain't $200-some-odd million you ain't touched. Bruh,
that's called being smart.
Smart around you. It's called please share that knowledge.
Exactly.
These broke niggas who instead of 3 years they broke. I'm broke, nigga. I'm broke.
And Antoine Walker and shit. I'm bankrupt.
Scottie
like
Scottie Pippen.
Oh fuck.
Like Allen Iverson. Like Allen Iverson should have. He could have done what Shaq did with all that money he was getting for Reebok. Well,
apparently, not with his 30 nigga entourage. I'm buying all y'all houses and cars. Like, God damn.
Now we got Allen Iverson, MC Hammer. There does not need to be a third person on that list. They have already set the example for you and entourages and totally overdoing it.
Yep.
That's crazy. Oof. And my last one, I'm actually giving a shout out to Ashley Graham, first plus size woman to be on the cover of the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Edition.
Niggas was shitting on her. Females was shitting on her, dude. I was like, what the fuck? Y'all some hating ass bitches.
Yeah, they hating.
I'm sorry. No offense to the females out there. I was like, y'all some hating, y'all hating ass bitches. That's fucked up. Like, she wasn't working out and all that. How you know? She just a thick girl. What's wrong with that? Dang, like size, shady business.
11 size 14.
Well, you're starting to see more thick chicks in like the advertisements, more in the modeling and stuff.
She's done a lot with Lane Bryant.
Y'all
all
some
that.
Haters. She's a pretty girl.
Yeah, she's real popular. She's nice looking. Most of them chicks in the joint be stick figures as fuck. Anyway, speaking for myself, I liked when was Samina on the bones, and I was like, oh, and I know who she is. And I was like, I was like, oh shit, she got one in the covers. I was like, oh, good for her.
Yeah, I was like, I was happy for her though.
Everybody's hating.
Hey, haters, leave her alone, man. Don't be mad. Don't be mad because the girl with a little thickness to her got on the cover. Y'all,
yeah, I'm
haters.
Like, come on, like,
for your skinny chicks out there,
you
don't
act
be hating.
Like the whole damn magazine gonna be like that.
I know y'all thick chicks was like, yeah, bitches.
Mm-hmm. But then they'd be like, she's a size 11. Like, oh, she a plus size. I'm like, and you'd be like 11.
Hey, okay. Honestly, dude, like, I'm fat. Right. According to most people's definitions, nowadays.
Women standard, you like that.
Good Lord, get out of here. Yeah. Shout out to the girl, though.
Yeah, shout out to me. I appreciated that. I don't know if it'll happen the year after that or whatever, but yeah. I thought that was cool.
What's up?
All right, that's all I got.
All right, for sure. So, for my Norse Awards, first one's going out to Gary Payton. This coincides with what we mentioned earlier with D'Angelo Russell's crybaby self. Him and D'Angelo Russell and Joseph Randle boo-hooing. So Gary Payton, he doesn't think he could have played in this era.
Wow.
That trash-talking ass Gary Payton, he was like, I couldn't do it. He tweeted out, I can never play basketball in this soft era. All of my contract money would go towards fines, LOL. Because he did talk a lot of shit.
He was talking.
Golly. You know he'd be in today's NBA, tech, you're out of the game. Like, God, word. But this is what we're talking about with these dudes where it's like you getting coached hard by your coach. He was coached by George Karl. Wasn't he coached by George Karl?
Yeah. Yeah. How's he get it? Went to the finals.
Yep. And I mean, you got tough-minded coaches, and a lot of these young dudes can't handle it no more. They're soft-minded and weak-minded, and it's sad. So I shout out to Gary Payton for that one because I was like, that's real talk, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm sure a lot of the old school cats feel the same way. Like, I couldn't play in this fucking league because these fools is weak. Next, Norse Award. Shout out to Storm. I want to see your team aspire to do something like this one day. A girls high school team in Ohio won a playoff game. And when I say won, I mean kicked ass. Can you take the winning team scored 108 points. Can you take a guess how much the opposing team won?
Like that. 52.
Nope. Lower.
47.
Lower.
28.
Lower.
17.
Lower.
8.
Lower.
3.
Lower.
Fucking 1?
Yes, 1 point. The score was 108-1.
What? You said this was a high school girls
team? A Wednesday night, or excuse me, this was back on
108-1.
February 18th. The Gilmore Academy Lancers, they are the number one seeded team, and it said they show why they were the number one seeded team.
Damn.
With a victory over Northeast Ohio College Preparatory School.
108.
In Ohio Division III semifinal game, the final score 108-1.
We came, we saw, we kicked its ass.
God,
the Lancers jumped out to a 72-1 lead in the first half. So that tells you the other team didn't score again the rest of the game.
Dude.
And it says a blowout like this occasionally leads to some outrage. However, Gilmore Academy did try to keep the final score from getting too ugly as it took its foot off the gas a bit in the second half, which they won 36-0.
So they were like, all right, now we have. Right,
the coach said our intent was not to run anything up, and we took steps not to disrespect our opponent. They went 0-28 from the field and 1-4 from the free throw line. We let them shoot. That's what the coach said. So it ain't my fault you can't hit the barn side of a fucking damn, the broad side of a barn, nigga.
28.
108-1.
That don't even sound like enough shots. 28.
Well, they probably kept stealing the damn ball from them.
Yeah. That sounded like about 50 turnovers. I didn't see the box score on that.
Hey, Storm. Storm, I want to hear one of your squads beat a team like that one day. Hey, actually, you need to win 100-0.
Shout out to Storm for getting her team to win their
playoffs.
Win their little section. The way she made it sound, I'm thinking her team, like.
Your team, sorry.
Like, my team is just, they not that good.
Storm, you are a hard-ass coach. Because, goddamn, yeah, I thought your team sucked. I didn't realize they lost, what, like a game all season?
I'm thinking they lost like half.
You making them run suicide sprints for winning games. Like, damn, lighten ups. Oh, man. My next Norse award is going out to Viking safety Andrew Sendejo. I thought this was funny. Valentine's Day was upon us. And, you know, a lot of cats joke about, you know, well, what you going to do for your girl for Valentine's Day? I'm going to take her ass to Mickey D's, dog. He actually did it.
What?
He took his chick to McDonald's, and he tweeted out. Everybody jokes about doing Valentine's Day at McDonald's, but nobody actually has the balls to do it.
Oh.
And it was a picture of him and his chick at Mickey D's. She had a nice little Happy Meal, nice little heart balloon over there. I mean, hey, she looked like she was enjoying the time herself, and she was joking around. So, I mean, hey. If you have that kind of relationship with your girl where you can do something like that, that's what's up.
Yeah.
More power to you, bro. More power to you, because there's a lot of dudes whose chicks would not let them get away with that one.
Damn.
I'm going to take you to get a Happy Meal. Come on, let's go.
Hey, you know, you can't ball out every Valentine's.
Oh,
that's change it up.
Great. All right, then last one. I'm going to wrap some of these up because I got so many of them. I had to give a Norse award to my boy D. Lillard. Of course, because let me tell you something. He called out Carrie Champion, formerly of First Take, to let her know that I guess she and Chris Broussard unveiled their top five players to build around. And there was one player in particular left on the list, Spirit G. Mr. Kevin Durant was left off that list. And you say Kevin Durant, off of the top five players to build around.
Yes, please tell me the name.
Her list of the top five to build around includes, of course, Mr. fucking LeBron James. Even though he's 31 years old now and pretty much past his prime. It's LeBron James.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Steph Curry.
All right.
Russell Westbrook.
Yeah. Okay.
Anthony Davis.
Yes.
And da-da-da-da, Draymond Green.
What?
What? Nigga, please.
Mr. Shrek, Mr. Mr. Donkey himself. Like
Draymond Green. And apparently, like, you never going to guess who this is. I'm thinking James Harden. And he was like, it's not Kevin Durant. Hey, okay. Damian Lillard, Paul Jordan. No, who was it?
Draymond Green.
What the fuck?
And her quote was, he doesn't have heart. Kevin Durant doesn't have a lot of heart. He just doesn't. Okay. And then Damian Lillard went off and tweeted the following. This woman on ESPN didn't put KD on top five players to build around because he, quote unquote, doesn't have a heart. LMAO, or laughing my ass off. Where do they find these people? Shaking my head. And then, when I tell y'all with these sensitive ass people, sensitive society, Damian Lillard said, plenty of women that know sports well. Okay, hold on. Let me see.
I'm going to say, who over here is coming back? Somebody defending Gary Champion?
Nah, some dude made a comment, and I guess some chick was like, that's horribly sexist, because he used the word woman. And people were just like, what the hell did you, what is he supposed to say? Lady? Female? Like, what
well, well, if he said female, he got a lot of hate.
Well, clearly he was getting hate regardless. Oh, man, it was
not,
just
it's
funny.
It's not sexist, it's just, I don't agree with her statement.
At all.
And I don't know if I'm gonna try to listen to that. I sound like Chris Broussard didn't defend it. He was just like, well, okay.
Well, he was just kind of like, okay.
I don't get that, man. I personally, that's part of the reason why I'm not mad. I hope, realistically, if the Spurs ain't winning, I like to see Oklahoma City win it. Just so he can shut people up. Everything was great. He won MVP. He gets hurt, and then that's just it. Then all of a sudden, this fool is supposedly the second best player, and all of a sudden now people don't even have him in his top five.
He's the second best player in the league. I don't care what anybody
says. Curry jumped him.
He the second best player in the league.
I smell like Draymond Green better than him.
Okay.
Now Russell Westbrook better than him.
Okay.
Anthony Davis probably better than him, some people. Now he five all of a sudden. Based off one being out one season due to injury. Now he back balling. They got the third best record in the league. No, but now Russell Westbrook shining.
Jesus,
yeah, that's whack. Shout out to you, Damon. I saw that tweet. I was like, what?
That's funny. I was like, good for you calling her out. That was nonsense.
Yeah, it was.
That nonsense out of here.
Draymond,
that's all I got.
Jesus.
Yeah, that was terrible.
Okay. All right, speaking of terrible.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, you got a lot of these?
I got a few of these, yes, sir.
All right, hit me with them.
Let me get through these real quick. All right, the first one, I hate to kick down my old quarterback. There was a survey done earlier this month for 114 NFL fans. And they asked who their favorite quarterback is. The results are pretty astounding. So we have percentage of votes. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady was first, 23%.
Mm-hmm. 20%, okay.
Peyton Manning was second with 16%. Surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Rodgers was third, 13%. Okay. And this surprised me. Cam Newton was fourth, 11%. Guess who was fifth?
Andrew Luck.
Nope.
Alex Smith.
Nope. It's once again, you will never guess a million years.
Johnny Manziel.
Nope.
You look at me like you're going
to
say yeah.
Now, keep in mind, I said I hate to put down my former quarterback.
Tim Tebow?
Tim Tebow was number five.
And people's fifth favorite quarterback?
7% of the votes. Behind him, Russell Wilson, Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, tied at 6%. Drew Brees with 4%.
Wait a minute. He ain't played, but he jumps Andrew Luck?
And then
damn.
And then someone else slash no favorite was the remaining 9%. I said, what the hell? But then what made it even funnier? America's least favorite quarterbacks. Number one.
Who was that? Johnny Manziel?
No. Who's the number one hated freaking quarterback in the world? Who do niggas hate?
I'm gonna say Aaron Fungus.
Quarterback wise, who do niggas hate and can't stand?
Well, who am I thinking?
The Golden Boy.
Don Brady?
Yes.
Okay, he's the most hated.
29% of the votes.
He's the most loved and hated.
The most loved and hated.
That's what I'm thinking. It's the same little, like, okay, he got the
And who's hated. Number two?
Peyton Manning.
Tim Tebow. Because you got them people who love them some Tim Tebow, and you got people who are just like, I can't fucking stand
Johnny
this
Manziel make top five?
Of course he
He's probably third. Damn.
And then from that list, all right, let me just.
That's crazy.
And then from the least favorite, you have Ben Roethlisberger third with 9%.
Yeah.
Tied with Cam Newton with 9%.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Peyton Manning right behind them at 8%. Russell Wilson, 6%. Eli Manning, 4%. Drew Brees, 3%. Aaron Rodgers, 2%. Someone else, nobody's favorite.
Yeah, they got 3%. Drew Brees got the, okay.
I didn't think Drew Brees had haters like that.
I didn't think so either.
All right. And then next we move in real quick. Austin Lane, former retired defensive end, shed some light on some of the weird-ass questions asked at the NFL Combine. So he said, he tweeted these things out when a... He just had a shitload of just memes and gifts with him. He basically said, when a scout at the combine asked me, if you could kill someone and not get caught, would you? What the fuck kind of question is that? When a scout at the combine asked me if I thought my mother was attractive.
What?
When a coach made the statement during my combine interview, I see you have dreads. You smoke weed, don't you? When a scout asked me at the combine if I had to murder someone, would you use a gun or a knife? I don't want to murder anybody.
No.
How about that?
Pass.
When a scout at the combine asked me boxers or briefs, like some, there you go, folks. This is an insight of just some of the weird shit some of these young cats are about to be asked this week.
Jeez.
Do you think your sister is hot? What?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't know shit.
I thought that was funny. All right. Now, I thought this was interesting, but I still kind of thought this was a little bit of what the fuck. But understandable since you technically are going into an employment. Mm-hmm. So the NFL, this kind of flew under the radar, will require prospects to submit to background checks before the draft.
Yeah.
From now on. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah, that's different, but I guess it's a new age.
I guess a new age character has become a huge issue. They want to make sure, I guess, all teams know everything about your behind.
And they can still draft you.
Yeah, before they draft
you. Randy Gregory.
Yep. Had we known he was a pothead.
Well, we would have just drafted him later rounds.
We'd have waited till the draft was over and then just signed him.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. All right, and then Randy Foy. I felt bad for this.
Oh, shit.
Randy Foy was traded to OKC,
mm-hmm.
which was cool. Mm-hmm. That was a nice come up for him. But the way he found out was kind of shady.
Oh, Lord.
He found out from the NBA app. And the one thing, and he tweeted out, he said, Randy Foy said he found out that he had been traded from a notification on the NBA app. And my thought was, your agent didn't give you a heads up that something could be brewing or you might be getting moved. I'm like, ain't that what an agent is for? Aren't mm-hmm. you supposed to keep me in the loop about shit like this? I found out through an app. So, like, I so much wasn't blaming, like, the GMs and stuff. I'm like, hey, don't you have an agent representation who was supposed to say, hey, Randy, just wanted to let you know that Denver might be shipping you off. I will keep you posted on where to or blah, blah, or whatever. But I'm like, I think I should know something. But whatever.
Yeah, I'm like, what they do? Just tell everybody else before now?
I was like, that was weird. And then this last one I thought was sad. When it was Ronda Rousey came out and said she had suicidal thoughts after losing to Holly Holmes. And I was just like, damn, how the mighty have fallen, man. Like, because she was on top of the world. Like, she was that chick. And then that quick, she
telling your own shit.
She fell, man. And people that shitted on her.
Hit you in the
like
face.
Like a ton of bricks. Like a ton of bricks. But for it to get to the point where she thought about just ending her life, I was like, God damn, was it that? Well, But I can only imagine some of the shit that people would say to her.
People clowned her.
All the time. And she, just kicking her while she's down. I mean, it I understand, but damn, man, I just thought that was sad. And, you know, I hope Ronda Rousey's sake she can get back on her feet. Start whooping some more females' asses and take your crown back, girl. Take your crown back, girl.
She's still going to be in movies and all that stuff. She'll get a chance to fight again. Yeah. I was actually surprised she even said that. I was like, I'm not putting that out.
Because, I mean, I guess
yeah, she, I mean, she felt like... You know,
I think she wanted to gain also some sympathy from people just because I think people were just like, yeah, bitch, you that's what you get. Mm-hmm. That's what you get.
And it's you
like,
were smelling yourself.
And we always have said, you know, with the whole bullying thing, you know, there's a line. Mm-hmm. There's a line. And it's you like once somebody, once somebody's down, I mean, at some point, though, you got to ease up. Mm-hmm. Like once you beat them down, I mean, you got to back off a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't keep piling on.
I mean, one day, like, yeah, you got your ass hit. You got humble. And like, all right.
But I, like I said, I can only imagine some of the stuff people was telling her. I'm sure she caught a lot.
In the day of social media age, people would just say whatever the hell they meant.
So I'm like,
well, Ronda Rousey not going to be here. So I'm going to just, I ain't going to have to say it into her face.
Exactly. So, but yeah, so wish her the best. Prayers go to you and get your crown back, woman. Get your crown back.
You know how them fools be.
Yep.
When they around, I'll be quiet. That's when she leave, I'll be tweeting again.
That's all I got. All
right. Got me a few, too. Relief pitcher Henry Mejia was issued a permanent suspension after a third positive PED test.
Congratulations. You're number one.
You are the first.
You are the first. Congrats.
He was still serving his 162-game suspension.
Still.
He got caught again with... bowling old, and I don't know, whatever. I don't know them drugs like that. And I was like, wait, what? I'm like, somebody actually got the three strikes? And nigga, you still suspended.
I mean, I don't.
Like, you're serving your second suspension, and you get caught again.
I had nothing to do.
God damn. It says he can
apply
for reinstatement after a year, but he has to serve 2 years. I'm like, so they just text. So after your 162 was over, like, all right, well, then here's your lifetime. God damn, man.
Sorry, brother.
Your lifetime. Wow. That can be a lesson.
Your career's over.
Yeah.
How about that? I hope you enjoy that ride with the Mets, nigga.
Mm-hmm. I had this old one with the Broncos. Akeem Talib was fined $26,000 for his two personal foul penalties in the Super Bowl. I'm like, $26,000?
You won the Super Bowl. Give us 26 G's.
Yeah, man, we'll just deduct this from your Super Bowl check. I was like, what, 26? Like, all right.
Hey,
he
can afford it.
Yeah, I'm just like, yeah. I don't know if they're worth $26,000.
Yeah.
I seen this today. The NFL is investigating Dante Fowler Jr. about a video he was caught on with two women fighting, who apparently was his
girlfriend and baby mama.
And I watched it before we started.
They were scrapping.
Yeah, it was looked like he was refereeing.
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah, he just kind of like looked like he looked exactly like he was talking to him.
You ready?
Yeah.
You ready?
And all of a sudden they just kind of like
backing up.
He backs up and it looked like they look each other. Get square, and then it's just like, la, 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 la.
Now, I get, you know.
Maybe.
I get people's, I guess, if you want to call it anger, towards him for allowing that to go down. But if you, I'm in the grand scheme of things, he didn't do anything.
No, he's not.
He didn't do anything. Now, first, he stood there and watched.
Yeah,
yes.
Now, first I thought the video was like, was he shooting the video? Then I was like, oh no, he's just caught in the video being.
And my thing is, we don't know the history. We don't know if his baby mama and his girlfriend got beef, and it was just like, bitch, I'm about to whoop you at. And what are you supposed to do as a dude?
Maybe if he was just,
what
like,
are you supposed to do as a dude? And she's like, babe, I'm whooping his. I'm about to beat her ass. I'm about to beat her ass. All right. Look. You good? Let's just get this shit over with. You good? All right. Go.
There ain't no pressing charges.
But you see, after a while, he did stop.
Yeah.
It's not like he just let the shit go for 20 minutes. Like, he did eventually, like, all right. I think I think he might have just letting them just blow off some goddamn steam. Because they could have been at each other's throats for a while.
Yeah.
This is his girlfriend and her mother of his kid.
Yeah.
So you all got to see each other all the time.
Yeah, maybe he just felt like, look, all right, baby not here. I'm tired of y'all with this fucking bullshit, y'all. All right, you want to fight?
Get it out the
system.
You want
to fight? Fine, here. Go beat each other ass, and that's what the fuck you want to do. Go ahead and do it then. And then, because I'm like, yeah, I was glad it wasn't no world. I swear to God, they made it sound like this nigga, I thought it was on his phone. I was like, wait a minute, is he capturing video of these women fighting?
Yeah, if he had did that,
yeah,
like, we got a problem. Bitch. We got a problem, yeah.
Yeah, but I'm like, okay.
We don't know the circumstances.
It's like it's in the hallway, okay. But
we don't know the circumstances.
No.
And it went long enough for them to get some hits in, and then he broke it up.
Yeah, get it. You know, y'all good.
We done.
Now we got on. Ain't nobody pressing no fucking charges.
Take your ass home, and I'm going my girl upstairs. I'm going to girl my
room. I bet you he probably, if I did that, I'm like, all right, look, I got it written down on this piece of paper. Neither one of y'all is suing the other one or me over some shit if you get your ass kicked too bad.
And I'm sure it'll pass. I think it'll pass.
You got the paperwork?
You better watch your microaggressions, bro.
And this last one, he's just a dumbass. Nike terminates the contract with Manny Pacquiao due to his recent comments about gays. So I had to make sure I looked this up so I can make sure I quoted it right. Comparing gay people to animals. Do you see animals mating with the same sex? Animals are better because they can distinguish male from female. If men mate with men and women mate with women, they are worse than animals. He's like, Nick, what? Are you on that?
I get you, a religious man, but nope. And look, I am all about the First Amendment and people be able to have the right to say what they want. But again, there are lines, and you crossed it, bruh. You crossed it big time. You don't compare them to fucking animals or call them lower than animals. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, there are animals out there that are asexual.
Yes.
Like, okay.
I want to say fucking seahorses are asexual, I believe. Yeah, I mean, there's creatures out there that are.
But to just go that far.
Fucking
like, look, if you don't agree with it, then don't. But you can't pull that. Well, you worse than animals because they know. I'm like, nigga, because somebody could be like, well, if your God was all controlling, why the fuck did he allow this to happen? I mean, because court must say they are born with this. Mm-hmm. It's in the damn Bible. If it wasn't in there, then it wouldn't happen at all. Like,
this is who they are.
If you don't like it, fine. It don't turn me on at any hour. I don't want to do that shit at all.
Aren't we all made in his eyes?
Yeah.
That's what they say, right?
If you don't like it, you don't like it. You ain't got to partake.
Practice what you preach, nigga. That's all I'm going to say.
If you get approached, be like, bruh, I ain't with that. Appreciate it. No, thank you.
And that's all I'm saying. If it's not your thing, just say, you know, maybe I don't believe in it or it's not something I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do feel that people have the right to be who they are or something along the line. I mean, you don't have to sit and be like, yeah, well, I think it's good or anything like that. You can say I don't agree with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
But, you know, just don't take it 10 steps further than that and just shit on it completely.
Yeah, that was good. I'm like, you know, Nike terminated, which as he should. This is just one of them situations that you got to learn. You just can't say every damn thing you want.
And I'm sorry. Everybody has at least one gay family member. I don't give a fuck who you
gay
are.
Family member.
You got at least one gay family member, friend, aunt, associate, somebody you know that is a homosexual.
And it'd probably be somebody you don't even, somebody you found out, you was like, oh, I didn't even know you were
exactly.
gay.
Exactly. So get that nonsense.
Yeah, everybody
out of
ain't
here,
wearing heels and carrying purses.
Exactly. Even though I've seen it.
Yeah.
I seen it.
See, a lot of people made comments. I pulled up this one when Jose Bautista.
Mm.
What's my man name? What's his role? I can't wait to see him play it again.
Mugatu?
Nah, the one from
Drax.
Drax. Yeah, he was like, my mom happens to be a lesbian, so I don't fucking take that shit.
Oof.
He said, I don't think it's funny. If anyone to call my mom an animal, I stick my foot in his ass. Like,
and sorry, but
that's
Bautista can whoop Manny Pacquiao's ass if he really wanted to.
He was like, "I'm
shit out."
He
of
said
him.
On here, he like he respects him as a fighter. He just like, I don't respect the fuck that was what he said.
Yeah, and that's basically how most people took it. They're like, you know, against Manny, but fuck you, nigga.
Yeah, look, and you a politician too? Like, come on, man.
But you're a Christian. You should know better.
Nah, but that's, you know, but he that kind of Christian.
Again, we all made in his eyes, right? Mm. I'm just saying that means everybody.
Yeah, but you're like wow, like you went there.
I mean everybody.
You drinking that Trump Kool-Aid.
I'm just
you on that shit.
Mm-hmm.
For real. So yes, man, we want to thank y'all.
Absolutely.
For tuning in to another episode of the Brother Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
Brought to you by the Black Is Network. You can find this on the website, blackisonline.com. Please subscribe to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, SoundCloud, any place. You listen to podcasts, you can probably find us there. Leave us some ratings and reviews. It does help us out. Also, let us know what you think of the show. If you incline that you wanna donate, we have a PayPal button on the website. You can donate as well. We always appreciate that. If you want to get at us directly, you can reach us in a number of ways via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. We're on Twitter @brotherslayman, on the hotline 323-455-4219. Just thank y'all for checking us out.
Yeah, definitely want to thank y'all for hanging out with us for the first-time listeners, definitely want to thank y'all for just taking the time to just check us out and seeing what we brought up in here in the happy hour. For the long-time listeners, definitely want to give y'all shouts out for keeping us with us for the long haul. Definitely much appreciated. Go ahead and if you enjoy the show, please leave us the ratings. Leave us the 5-star ratings. Leave us 1-star ratings. Leave us whatever rating you feel we deserve. Much appreciated. And if you are so inclined, go ahead and tell all your friends and family about us. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. See what we got today. You know what? In honor of Deadpool, go ahead and tell Deadpool. Tell Al. Tell Colossus. Tell Teenage Warhead. Tell Francis. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your host, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
Holla.
Niggas is farting. Yeah, use the spray, nigga. I'm a tall ass nigga, 6'1", 160, fresh out the pack like somebody just unzipped me. I'm with the crew, so you know I got that skunk with me. I'm mashing Kusher, but you know there ain't no punk in me. Shout out to Twitter, I follow a bunch of dumb beezies. Figure if I wanna get her, it be dumb easy. Send a direct message, hey baby, come see me. I like my eggs scrambled, I like my girls easy. For now, till then, I'ma let that money pal. Can't wait for you to say that I've been acting funny style. Cause I'm a late bloomer, still growing like a tumor. You know a nigga made it when you're hearing gay rumors. Fuck the cop, the deputy, and a state trooper. I'm in the game for longevity, not a chain stupid. Type of nigga that be riding in the rain roofless. Told your man that he's a lame and you the same useless. If I don't like it, then that shit is useless. Talk is cheap, man, that shit is useless. You chasing hoes, man, that shit is useless. You trying to wipe her, man, her pussy useless. Damn, man, that shit is useless. A couple grand, but that shit is useless. Ain't talking cash, man, that shit is useless. Say you the man, but your shit is useless.
Do it how it's supposed to be. Now these girls notice me. Now I'm bagging chicks. I used to bag groceries. Used to rap locally. Now we travel globally. All around the world, off some shit I just wrote in 3 minutes. All truth, no pretending. And since you're shallow, I'ma go deep in it. These rap dudes is funny, boy, I'm peeping it. Look, I followed your style, you're on my dependent. Flow sick, need a free clinic, beast in it. Please quit it, murder this shit before the beat's finished. Hang yourself, get the nooses. To even explain myself is useless.
She got your nose wide open. Sneezing, it feels like the door's wide open. Seen her on Povich, showing off ass cheek. Got the Beamer toe, and that was just last week. She got them fast feet, you trying to get with her. She got you going out, you always get dinner. Say she from above, I say the bitch Hitler. She got the Laker game, but fuck with all the Clippers. And I bet she drank all the liquor. Every time we go out, the bitch falling quicker. Pain in the ass, shit that we call a splinter. Don't get mad when you see me and I call it liquor.
If I don't like it, then that shit is useless. Talk is cheap, man, that shit is useless. You chasing hoes, man, that shit is useless. You trying to wipe her, man, her pussy useless. Damn, man, that shit is useless. A couple grand, but that shit is useless. Ain't talking cash, man, that shit is useless.
Yeah.
Say you the man, but your shit is useless.
You little rotten keg tapper. No name having, looking ragged, lame rapper. You nut hugger, butt buddy, fudge packer. Okay, enough of that. My real friends call me Asher. Laughter. What kind of name is that, bro, dude? It's so stupid. I bet you're in a frat or two. What are you, Jewish? Are you good at math? Play flute? Row crew? Shit. If you can't be used, well, then I guess you're useless. Ulysses S. Grant. We should start a revolution. Or a civil war, whatever you're into, kids. Down for whatever, let's just go ahead and do it. Do without the loud talk, dog, fucking prove it. Towards the hoop, we get the boot like it was soccer. Now they ask what happened to you, silly shocker. Yeah, it's true, I went and moved to Philly, Kevin Stocker. New kid on the block, they say I'm off my John Rocker. Hey, nowadays I'm the young grasshopper. Cool, calm, collect, having fun with Cindy Lauper. Never Dennis Hopper. With Keanu Reeves, more like Bill and Ted since I started smoking weed. Now all we do is time travel and phone booths. Go to 82, headed back to the old school when there was no rules, bullshit, heroics.
Where did everybody go?
Guess those were the last poets. Is there no hope? Did this generation blow it? All about the dough, the glow, and the moet. At least some more Bone Thugs or some fucking Big Pun. Give it up, bro. All these kids are plain dumb and useless.
If I don't like it, then that shit is useless. Talk is cheap, man, that shit is useless. You chasing hoes, man, that shit is useless. You trying to wipe her, man, her pussy useless. Damn, man, that shit is useless. A couple grand, but that shit is useless. Ain't talking cash, man, that shit is useless. Say you the man, but your shit is useless.